This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, as well as a premium Erotica Taboo Podcast, which contains more intense sexual themes. You can access the Taboo Podcast on Spotify or support the other free Erotica podcasts on Patreon, which will allow us to continue providing free content, as well as this gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choice. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction, with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. The Bimbo App Part 6 by MyPaname 3000. The Bimbo App 26 Bimbo Mother-in-Law's Horny Needs. Eric Murphy. My tongue danced with Tina's. My bimbo girlfriend clung to me. She was my bimbo fiancé now. I had proposed to her, and she had said yes. I was so happy for that. Her tongue danced in my mouth as my pregnant mom and my busta sister were both cheering. Muh! Cherry moaned. You're gonna be my sister-in-law. That makes us sisters. So we can do sistery things like eating pussy and sucking on titties and tribbying and eating cunties and braiding hair. My newbie daughter! Mom squealed. Yay! I have a newbie daughter! Who's a newbie daughter? Mrs. Water, as she emerged drying her brown hair off from the shower. Chloe was right behind her, the pair getting cleaned up from their gangbang this afternoon. Tina is my newbie daughter, Mom said as I kept kissing my bimbo fiancé. Mom gasped like she just realized something profound. Tina's your daughtery cutie. You're her mommy. I am her mommy, said Mrs. Waters. I birthed her and nursed her and loved her, and now I eat her pussy and kissy her boobies. My biggie brother is marrying Tina, squealed Cherry again. Muh! I have a sistery now. A yummy sistery-in-law. Yay. That means... Mrs. Waters' face screwed up as she was confronted with this large problem. She focused on it hard. That means... Eric will be my sonny-in-law. I'll have a sonny. A hunky son with a biggie dick to fuck me and love me and sell me to other men so I can cuckoldy my hubby and he'll be cuckoldy by his new sonny who has such a better dick than he does. I have to call him. She darted to the cordless phone and picked it up. She stared at it with such puzzlement. I broke the kiss with Tina and said, dial these numbers as I tell you to push them. I told her the number for her own telephone. I still remembered it, surprisingly. I used to call it as a kid to ask Mrs. Waters' permission to play with Tina. Back when we'd just been good friends before all the problems in high school arose. Honey bunny, Mrs. Waters said. Eric is gonna be our sonny. Sonny? I heard Mr. Waters faintly say. He sounded confused. Our sonny-in-law. He's marrying our daughter and he's gonna be my son and fuck me and he has such a better cock than you and I just was gangbanged by so many guys. Yeah, I was there, Molly, said Mr. Waters. Well, that's awesome. I'm so glad Eric's marrying my daughter. I'm glad he too, Daddy, said Tina. The Lordy has answered all my prayers. I prayed so hardy to be his wife and his girly friend. I prayed and prayed so much that he'd stop being all pervy and unpopular so we could be friends again and... She trailed off. Pain flickered across her face. Why did we stop being friendsies? Doesn't matter, I told her. Show your mom the ring. You're going to be my wife, Tina. Mrs. Tina Murphy. She squealed again and bounced up and down, her halo glowing brighter around her head. She was so thrilled by this. She darted to her mother and thrust out her ring. Mrs. Waters gasped and dropped the phone, of course. It hit the ground as she gushed. Such a biggie ring. Mrs. Waters gushed. She threw her arms around her daughter's neck and kissed her. Their naked bodies melted together. I loved the sight of their boobs pushing tight. It was hot seeing them like that. They were both making out with such passion. Their tongues danced together as they quivered with all their passion. It was hot watching her make out with her mother. Their excitement was so real. Mom and Cherry were kissing now like they were feeling left out. Chloe Hart wore only her glasses, the petite porn star grinning from ear to ear. Wedding! She squealed. I love you playing a sexy bride and porny. I should have her dress up like a bride and get gangbanged. That would be hot. Make some money. So was watching my bimbo fiancé making out with her mother. The light glowing around Tina's head was something special. Then my bimbo priestess dropped to her knees and bowed her head, which put her forehead against her mother's brown bush. Lordy, thank you for blessing me with an engagement ring and a fiancé and a hot mommy. Ameny. Amen. I muttered as Tina then started eating out her mother. Mrs. Waters gasped. Yes, yes, thank you, Lordy. Her big boobs jiggled as she swayed there. She moaned as her daughter feasted on her cunt. Tina devoured her mother, her face pressed into that brown bush. It was a hot sight. I was glad for it because my dick was hard. I was throbbing here, just aching. I was ready to jump in on the fun. It was too hot a sight for me to stand by. Cherry was already feasting on Mom's pussy. It was easy enough for me to drop to my knees. My cock slapped into Tina's rump. She thrust her hands behind her back. She wanted to be restrained. I blinked at the sight of a pair of fuzzy handcuffs lying on the floor within arm's reach. Had those always been there? They must have been. Probably dropped them. I slapped them on Tina. Thank you for answering my prayers, Eric. Moaned Tina as ratcheted the cuffs tight. I love you oh so muchy.
I love you too.
I said, smiling. I pressed my cock into her butt crack, her fingers twitching. The chains of the cuffs rattled as she shifted. She feasted on her mother's cunt. Just lapped at her hard as I pushed my dick into her butt crack. I found her anal ring and thrust hard. She moaned as her anal ring widened and widened. She whimpered into her mother's pussy as I thrust hard against my bimbo fiancé's anal ring. She squealed as I popped into her velvety bowels. I enjoyed being in her. It was magnificent sinking into her backdoor.
Oh, Eric's biggie dick in my buddy hole.
Moaned Tina.
I love you, Eric's dicky there.
Squealed Chloe Hart. The porn star turned around, bent over, and aimed her heart-shaped rump at me. She thrust her fingers into her crack and found her anal ring. She never did backdoor scenes as a porn star. She did them now. She thrust her digits into her asshole and started fingering her cunt. Her pussy lips quivered as her cunt cream spilled down her thighs. I loved the sight of the masturbating bimbo. She worked two of her fingers in and out of her asshole. She quivered there, looking like she was in heaven. It was a hot sight to see. I loved it as she squirmed there. It was a hot moment. I gripped Tina's hips, her bowels clenching about my dick. I drew back as she moaned. It was so hot. I thrust back into her bowels. She moaned as I did that. She squeezed her bowels around my cock. She massaged my dick with her wonderful flesh.
Ooh, ooh, fucky me.
Moaned Tina into her mother's pussy.
Lordy, thank you for this biggie cock fucking my buddy hole. Thank you, Lordy.
Mrs. Waters moaned, her head throwing back. Her big boobs jiggled as Tina feasted on her. She licked and lapped at her with hunger. It was so hot to hear the MILF moaning as I ass-fucked her daughter. I fucked the bimbo priestess hard. Her asshole clamped down around me as her hands pulled at her handcuffs. I buried into her anal sheath with force. I butt-fucked my bimbo fiancé hard and fast. I savored that wonderful pleasure. I thrust deep and hard into her asshole, savoring that wonderful delight. It was so amazing. I buried into her with force. I loved it. I savored her anal sheath squeezing around me while I watched Chloe Hart masturbating with her own asshole. And pussy. Her other hand was between her thighs rubbing at her snatch. The sexy bimbo whimpered as she rubbed at herself.
Such a goody girl.
Whimpered Mom as Cherry devoured that pregnant snatch.
Muh.
Moaned my happy bimbo sister. Mom had such a heavily swollen baby. How much longer until she was giving birth?
A day or so?
I buried deep and hard into Tina's asshole. She moaned into her mother's cunt.
Mrs.
Waters enjoyed it. A faint beeping came from the phone on the floor. The line had finally disconnected. I ignored it and kept fucking my bimbo fiancé. Mrs. Waters gripped the back of her daughter's head, holding her tight. Such delicious sounds came from the girl. I loved hearing them as I fucked Mrs. Waters fast and hard. I buried into her with everything that I had. I slammed deep. Hard. I buried to the hilt in her anal sheath. It was fantastic to slam into her. To pound her with such force. Such passion. She squeezed her bowels down around my cock. She held me tight with her tight asshole. The pressure in my balls swelled as I thrust into her anal sheath with everything that I had. I slammed deep and hard into that tight asshole. My nuts slapped into her taint. I hammered her, loving the rattle of her handcuffs.
Ooh, ooh, Eric is loving my asshole so hardy, mommy.
Tina moaned.
That's how much he loves me because he butterfucks me so hardy and fasty and hardy. Damn fucking straight.
I growled, grabbing the handcuff chain.
You're my bondage-loving, airheaded bimbo priestess fiancé. I fucking love you. Ameny.
She moaned and started suckling on her mother's pussy. On the MILF's clit.
Yes, yes.
Mrs. Waters moaned, her head throwing back. Her big boobs heaved as she gripped the back of her daughter's head.
Such goody delights. Oh lordy, yes.
She drowned her daughter in pussy cream. I loved it. I fucked Tina's asshole hard as she licked at her mother's cunt. She lapped at her with all that she had, drinking up all her mother's pussy juices. Tina was a good girl.
Such a good and loving daughter.
I growled.
You're an awesome daughter, Tina. Love your mommy. Love her.
Mom gasped.
Oh, Cherry's loving my pussy like a goody girl. Yay.
Mom was coming, too. She drowned my bimbo sister in pussy cream. I loved it as I slammed into Tina's asshole. I slammed into her anal sheath with force. She squealed into her mother's pussy as her bowels convulsed around me.
Yes, yes, yes.
Tina squealed, her anal sheath suckling at me.
Thank you for the cummies. Ameny.
I grunted, the wonderful flesh spasming around my cock. It was amazing having all that flesh spasming around me. Just perfect. I thrust to the hilt in her asshole. The pressure in my bowels hit that bursting point. I erupted into her anal sheath. I flooded her with my jizz. My nuts unloaded as I grunted out my pleasure. I gripped the handcuff chain as the ecstasy shot through my body. I loved it crashing into my mind. Stars danced across my vision.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Chloe moaned.
Cummies.
Pussy cream gushed out of her pussy as she shuddered there, two fingers buried in her asshole. I loved it. Mom's tits heaved over her pregnant belly, Cherry feasting away. Mrs. Waters' large boobs slapped together. She moaned out all her passion.
I grunted as I dumped more and more of my cum into my bimbo fiancé's asshole. I flooded her with all that jizz. I loved every last second of this bliss sweeping through me. It was perfect. Just the sort of ecstasy I enjoyed. I grunted with each eruption. Tina's asshole milked out my cum. I fired one more blast into her. I released her cuffs while she purred, her halo glowing bright. She rubbed her face into her mother's busy. Damn. I groaned and pulled out of her asshole. I took a step back and sank on the couch. That was incredible. Ooh, ooh, dirty dick. Tina purred. Cleany time. She turned around on her knees and crawled toward me. She was so fast considering that she had her hands cuffed behind her back. I smiled as Tina reached me. She opened her mouth wide and swallowed my cock with ease. Shit. I groaned as my bimbo fiancé suckled on my dick. She nursed on me with passion. Her eyes stared up at me as she enjoyed polishing her own sour musk off my dick. That's it. You're such an amazing nurse and priestess and fiancé. Always taking care of me. I take care of you too, Cherry said. She darted over to me, her huge tits slapping together. Milk flicked from the ends of her nipples. She jumped on the couch beside me, landing on her knees. Her boobs slapped together. She cupped them both. See. Drinky. Muh. I latched onto her nipple and suckled. Her creamy breast milk flooded my mouth. I loved the stuff as I savored Tina nursing on my cock. She suckled hard on me, bobbing her head and working her mouth up and down my dirty dick. She felt amazing as she suckled on me. She nursed with all her might on my cock. That felt so perfect. I loved her working her mouth up and down my dirty dick as I gulped down more of my sister's delicious breast milk. Muh! Cherry cooed as I suckled down her delights. It was a treat gulping down her sweet breast milk. I could see why this was selling so well in those stores her breast milk was magical transported to. That was the only way to explain any of this. Magic. I didn't care how it worked. I just enjoyed the benefits. Tina bobbed her head. She polished my pull with that hot mouth of hers. She suckled on me with force. She nursed on me with such passion. It was amazing having her suckling on my cock with all that might. I loved every second of it. I gulped down the breast milk. I suckled hard on that nipple. It was wondrous to gulp down more of that milk. Just fantastic. Especially with that hot mouth sucking on my cock. Tina polished my pull with such hunger. Ooh, my daughter is such a goody girl to my new sonny, cooed Mrs. Waters. She is. Mom rubbed at her swollen belly. Such a goody daughter. I have two of them. Soon I'll have. She paused and concentrated. Three. I'll have three goody daughters soon. Yes, she would. I gulped down more of Cherry's breast milk. That creamy treat filled my mouth every time I suckled. I savored the warmth of it. I gulped it down and loved how it melted down to my stomach and soaked through my body. It was a perfect treat. I nursed again, savoring the way Cherry mooed as I did that. She ran her hands through my hair and smiled down at me. I grabbed her butt cheek and squeezed her rump. Pleasure rippled through me from Tina's sucking. She swirled her tongue around the crown of my dick. That felt amazing. I hurtled closer and closer to coming. Mom was watching and rubbing her belly. She was such a sexy mother. I wanted to be in her pregnant pussy again. I wanted her riding my cock, her swollen belly rubbing into my stomach. That would be perfect. The idea burned through me as Tina suckled hard on my cock. I moaned around my sister's nipple and erupted. I flooded Tina's mouth with my jizz. Spurt after spurt of my cum flooded her mouth. I savored that treat. I loved how amazing it was having all that rapture shooting through me. Tina gulped down my spunk as I swallowed another mouthful of my sister's breast milk. I popped my mouth off her nipple and growled out. Shit, that's good. Tina, you're the best. Love you. She suckled even harder on my dick. I loved all that pleasure sweeping through me. It was so good having all that cum erupting from my cock. She swallowed it all. It was a perfect rush. The pleasure was amazing. Damn. I groaned and erupted one last time. It was just perfect. I savored that pleasure immensely. It was outstanding to have all that bliss humming through me. I glanced at Mom as Tina kept sucking on my dick. She nursed on me. It was fantastic having her nursing on me, but... Tina, my dick is clean, and my bimbo mommy wants to ride my dick. I said. I do so muchy much. Mrs. Waters squealed. No, my real mom. I said, glancing at my pregnant mother. Ooh, that's me. She clapped her hands together as Tina popped her mouth off my cock. I loved how wet I felt. I get to ride my goody boy. Ooh, I want your biggie dick in my pussy. You knocked me up. I'm preggers because of you. Preggers. Cherry squealed. Tina crawled out of the way, purring. Lordy, let Eric and my newbie mommy both have such greedy good orgasms and enjoy lots of cummies. Amen. Her halo shone bright as Mom straddled me. Her pregnant belly rubbed into my stomach. I loved the feel of her against me as she grabbed my dick. She pressed me into her blonde bush. Right against her pregnant pussy. I loved the feel of her against me. She plunged her twat down my dick. It was fantastic feeling her hot cunt devouring my cock. I groaned as she swallowed all my dick. Pleasure rippled through my body. It was amazing having that hot cunt around my cock. She squeezed down around me. I groaned at that. She planted her hands on my shoulders and rode me. My bimbo mom's big boobs jiggled before me as her pregnant twat worked up and down my cock. It was hot having that delicious cunt massaging my dick while her round belly rubbed into my stomach. I grabbed her ass, squeezing her butt cheeks, and groaned. "That's it, Mom. Work that bread cunt up and down my dick. Yes, yes." She moaned, such empty-headed joy in her eyes. "I love you riding my goody son with my bread pussy. You made me so preggers." "I did." I groaned, reveling in that hot cunt sliding up and down my cock. My hands dug into her ass as she rode me, her pregnant belly pressed into my stomach. Just feeling the fertile curve of her body was delicious. Just a treat that I loved. I was so glad to feel it. So glad to have her riding up and down my cock. She squeezed about me in such an exciting way. It was fantastic. I wanted to breed my mother over and over again. Keep her pregnant with my daughters. She squeezed her cunt around my cock. She held me tight as she worked that cunt up and down me. I groaned as the pressure in my nuts grew. I would pump my mother's pregnant cunt full of cum. She squeezed down around me, moaning in delight as she worked her snatch up and down my dick. She massaged me with that delicious snatch. I wanted her to orgasm so hard on me. "That's it, Mom." I groaned. "Such a good bimbo mommy. Just working that bread cunt up and down my cock. Up and down that amazing cock." She moaned. "Ooh, it's so amazing. I love your big dick in me. I'm gonna cummy so hard on your dick." "Yes, you are." I groaned, my fingers digging into her rump. I loved the feel of her gripping my cock as she rode me. She clenched her snatch around me. "Oh, and Mom. Eric. Eric." She slammed her cunt down my cock. "Ooh, so biggie." The pressure in my nuts swelled every time she slid up my dick with her bread pussy. Her hot cunt massaged me. She gripped me as she rode me. She worked that hot cunt up and down my dick. I hurtled closer and closer to coming in her snatch. It was just perfect feeling that taboo cunt riding me. This was so wrong, but the app made it right. I loved that so much. I was so glad for the app. It was the best thing there was. Just such an amazing thing for me to enjoy. "Shit, shit, shit." I groaned, hurtling toward my orgasm. "Let me feel that pregnant pussy going wild, Mom. Preggy pussy gone wildy." She squealed and plunged down my dick. She climaxed. Her incestuous pussy writhed around my cock as she howled out in rapture. Her silky flesh spasmed around me, suckling at me. I loved every second of that. It was so wonderful feeling her convulsing around me. I gripped her rump and erupted. I spurted my cum into her pussy. I flooded her with all that I had. It was amazing having all that pleasure sweeping through me. Stars flashed across my vision as I dumped more and more of my cum into her pussy. "Shit, Mom." I groaned. Ooh, my sonny's cummies. She squealed, her pussy rippling around me. "Yes, yes, Mommy loves her goody boy's jizzies. So goody." Her cunt rippled around me. She suckled at me with all that passion. I groaned, the pleasure sweeping through me. It felt so amazing dumping my cum into her pussy. I flooded her with all the jizz that I had. "Shit." I groaned. "Oh shit, that's good. So goody." She moaned, her pussy rippling around me. It was an incredible rush dumping my cum into her twat. I erupted into her over and over again. I spurted all that jizz that I had into her cunt. I flooded her with every drop of jizz that I had. It was so wonderful pumping her cunt full of cum. I groaned as she milked my balls dry. "Damn." I groaned. "So much of my sonny's cummies in me." Mom moaned. Mrs. Waters whimpered. I glanced at my bimbo milf as she watched. She whimpered there, her face twisting in need. She looked unhappy about something. Then I realized what it was. Well, there was an easy solution. "Mrs. Waters, did you want me to fuck you because you're my second bimbo mommy?" I asked. She nodded. "Well, if you eat out my first bimbo mommy's pussy, then I'll fuck yours," I said. "Deal." Her face lit up. "Ooh, thank you, thank you, thank you." She bounced up and down, her big boobs slapping together. "You won't regret it at all." "Nope. You'll have such a goody cum." "I know," I said, smiling at her. Mom climbed off my cock, whimpering. The pregnant woman sat on the couch beside me. She spread her legs apart. She had cum dripping out of her pussy. That was a hot thing. I knew that Mrs. Waters would love eating that cream pie. Mrs. Waters dropped to her knees and buried her face into my mother's pussy. I loved the way Mom gasped as the MILF started munching on that cunt. It was a hot sight to witness. My dick was so hard. I rose and moved behind Mrs. Waters. Tina was busy munching on Chloe's cunt right now while Cherry started milking her udders and filling more bottles of milk for sale in those various boutiques around the world. I dropped to my knees, my cock slapping down on my mother-in-law's rump. She was happily licking the incestuous mix of cum and pussy cream out of Mom's snatch. This was so hot. I nuzzled my dick into the bimbo MILF's bush. I fucked into her cunt. She moaned into my mother's pussy as I sank to the hilt in that hot snatch. I loved it. I filled Tina's mother up with all my dick. The married MILF clamped her cunt down on my dick and purred her delight into Mom's pussy. It was so hot having that pussy around me. I drew back my dick, groaning at how hot that pussy was. Mrs. Waters clamped her slutty cunt down on my cock. Pleasure shot through me. It felt so good having all that delight around my dick. "Ooh, ooh, I'm being fucked by my newbie sonny," groaned Mrs. Waters. "That's right," I grunted. "Best dick in the world, isn't it?" "Yes, yes, yes." I slammed deep and hard into her pussy. I loved how tight she was. She made me feel amazing. I savored every last second of burying into her cunt. I fucked her with force. It was fantastic to feel that cunt around me. She licked and lapped at my pregnant mother. Mom rubbed at her swollen belly, pleasure crossing her face. Her big boobs jiggled as she shuddered there. Her moans echoed through the living room. I loved every one of those sounds. Damn. I groaned. Ooh, ooh, such a goody son. Mrs. Waters moaned, her hips wiggling and stirring her cunt around my cock. I fucked hard into my bimbo mother-in-law's cunt. I fucked her with force. I slammed into her snatch over and over again. It was a beautiful moment to pound her like this. Her cunt gripped my cock, massaging me, bringing me closer and closer to coming. I was so ready for that big burst of pleasure to explode out of me. I fucked into her cunt hard. I buried deep into her pussy. She moaned into mom's bread snatch as my balls tightened. I thrust in and out of Mrs. Waters' pussy. Pussy. So much pussy. I was balls deep in my bimbo milf, just reveling in all that cunt. I thrust deep and hard into her snatch. I churned her up as the pressure in my balls built and built. I hurtled toward that eruption. I would have such a mighty burst of cum. It was magnificent. I fucked her so hard. I pounded her with such force. I loved this so much. I would have a huge climax. Just burst into her cunt. I groaned, slamming deep and hard into her cunt. I wanted to fill her with cum. Just give that whore what she craved. She would be stripping again tonight. Just fucking all the men at the club and making another movie to make me money. The fans needed new material. Had to churn out those hot wife gangbang vids. Yes, yes, yes. I groaned, slamming to the hilt in her cunt. That's so fucking good. Just squeeze that cunt around my dick. Yes, yes. The MILF cooed. Such a goody boy fucking your mommy's pussy and filling your other mommy's pussy up with so much cummies for your mommy to lick out of your other mommy's cunty holes in that mommy. She paused. I think she confused herself. Such a goody boy. She squealed and kept feasting on the incestuous cream pie. I pounded her cunt hard and fast. I buried into her with force, my nuts slapping into her taint. Chloe Hart gasped out her orgasm, coming on my bimbo fiancé's lips. Tina still had her hands behind her back, her chains rattling. I buried deep into my bimbo mother-in-law's juicy snatch. I fucked her hard, savoring the way she squeezed down around me. It was a fabulous moment. She wiggled her hips around, stirring that pussy around my dick. Mom shuddered, her face twisting in delight. She rubbed at her pregnant belly as she hurtled closer and closer to her orgasm. She would have a huge climax. I loved watching her squirming. She arched her back, whimpering. Oh, that's so goody. Mom groaned. You're eating my pussy so greedy. Just so greedy good. Ooh, ooh, Molly, I'm gonna have a biggie come. Drownie me. Mrs. Waters moaned, her pussy clamping down on my cock. I slammed into Mrs. Waters, the pressure building toward that bursting point. My nuts swung as I pounded her. The MILF's butt cheeks rippled. She moaned into Mom's pussy. She groaned out her pleasure as I fucked that hot twat hard and fast. I pounded her. I hurtled toward that moment of climaxing. She squeezed her twat around me as Mom bucked. My pregnant moment climaxed. She squealed out her delight as her pleasure swept over her. She gasped and moaned as she came so hard, drowning Mrs. Waters. Shit! I groaned, burying into the MILF's cunt and erupting. I pumped her twat full of my cum. Mrs. Waters squealed as she felt my cum pumping into her married twat. The bimbo's snatch convulsed around me. I loved the way her pussy spasmed around me. It was fantastic. My newbie sonny's cummies! I pumped more and more of my cum into her pussy. She rippled around me, sucking at me with such passion. Just like her daughter's cunt. I loved that delight. I savored the pleasure that swept through my body. I grunted with each eruption. Each spurt of cum. It was fantastic to dump all that jizz into her pussy. Her flesh writhed around me. I groaned with each blast of my spunk. I filled her up to the brim with everything that I had. Damn. I groaned, her twat milking my cock dry. Oh damn, that's good. So goody. Mrs. Waters whimpered. She rubbed her face into Mom's pussy. That was so greedy good. I'm so glad you're my sonny too. Once I marry your daughter. I said, glancing at Tina, who was licking her lips soaked in Chloe Hart's pussy cream. We still have to plan the wedding and get married. Oh, right, right. Let's go do that. She stood up, ripping her cunt off my dick. She darted off to do. I don't know what. She was squealing in delight as she ran upstairs, though. Tina bounded to her feet and, still cuffed, raced after her mother. Bimbos. I sat down on my chair and closed my eyes. I wanted to take a nap and... Wait, didn't Mrs. Juarez hit level 4 working the glory hole? I was tempted to level her up, but I wanted to wait for her to get home. She and Maggie Storm would be home soon. Maggie Storm had every day for the next month rented out to be someone's live-in celebrity bang bimbo maid for the day. I was able to charge so much for that. She had a lot of local fans that wanted to enjoy her gorgeous body. I mean, I was one of them. It made perfect sense to me why she was so popular. So I waited for them to go back, denying myself the knowledge. For now. Finally, I heard the doors closing of their Ubers. They always had people who just magically wanted to drive them around. I think they got blowjobs for payment. Maybe more. If so, they were saving me on money. Maggie Storm entered first. I predict you there's a 90-70% chance of me showering you in kisses. Shower first. I said as Maggie Storm rushed at me with her maid's uniform stained in silver. She looked like someone had jizzed all over her. Had the guy brought friends? Okie dokie, said Maggie Storm, nonplussed. That's why a goody weathery girl is never 100 simillions accurate. Thingies are never certain. She darted off. Mrs. Juarez entered, and she was even more dripping in cum. She had been whoring herself at the glory hole, sucking dicks and taking them in her pussy and asshole. She spent her days on her knees, and was so happy for it. She was a cum slut. What would be next for her? I wasn't sure. It was time to find out. Shower, I said. And hurry back. She darted off, a big smile on her lips. I'll be all cleany for me hermosathii. She joined Maggie Storm in the shower. Mom was cooking now. She might be pregnant, but that didn't stop her from doing the domestic work. Tina came skipping down the stairs, still happily cuffed, her boobies bouncing. Our wedding is gonna be super duper amazing awesomey. Mommy and I were talking and talking and tribbying and talking about it. She bounced up and down. There'll be flowers and a veil, and I'll be in whitey garters and flowers. Pink and purple. Yay. Sounds great, I told her. Would she remember any of that? Mrs. Juarez and Maggie Storm finally emerged from the shower. I knew they were doing naughty things in there. They were bimbos. They couldn't help themselves. Maggie Storm rushed at me and rained kisses all over my face. It was adorable when she did that. Now I could do it. I stood, staring at Mrs. Juarez with hunger. Things got weird at level 4. Magical. I opened the app and clicked on her profile. She was level 4 and I could take her up on what was next on her screen. It was. I blinked. Goddess Bimbo? This app is insane. I muttered as I read what it was about. A real goddess? Shit. I clicked yes. She instantly started to glow. Not like Tina, which was just around her head, this glow came from within Mrs. Juarez. Like it was glowing from her heart. She rose a few inches off the ground and floated there, this strange look of serenity falling on her face. She was still a bimbo, but a bimbo who had mastered Zen or something. I bless ye all who worship ye me and they shall have lots of cummies and climaxes. She said. Ooh, oh ho, I worship you. Tina gasped and dropped to her knees. Oh goddess Mrs. Juarez, I pray to you to bless Eric because I love him and he's our owner, and we're getting married so shiny all your lovey gracie blessings on him. Amen. Done, Mrs. Juarez said, her voice serene. Her light glowed bright and washed over me. Damn, I muttered as my phone beeped with a new notification. You are my priestessy and I love you, Mrs. Juarez said. I love you too, my sexy goddess. Tina jumped to her feet and kissed Mrs. Juarez. Their glows were merging together. This was getting crazy. I glanced at my phone and saw that Mrs. Juarez had unlocked a new perk for 40 bimbo crystals. It was called Goddess of the Glory Holes. I clicked the description and read, a level 4 goddess with a glory hole perk. She can manifest in up to 3 glory holes at the same time and service her worshippers. Holy shit. I muttered as I cashed out some of the money I had made today. It was a lot. In a week or so, I'd hit 1 million easily. I opened up her settings and found that I could set her up for 2 more glory holes. And there was no limitation on geography. Before, it had to be something in easy driving reach, but now, she could be anywhere in the world. As my bimbo priestess and bimbo goddess made out, I set her up in places I thought would have lots of money so I could charge even more for her. I selected the New York Stock Exchange and a luxury hotel in Dubai. It was said to be the most expensive hotel in the world. Perfect. Zelda Murphy. It was such an excited day. My son and Tina were getting married and that was so awesome. She squirmed, all tied up on the bed beside Eric. He had put a gag in her mouth, which made her glow so brightly. That's it, mommy, he said. I want to enjoy your pregnant pussy again. I love watching you riding me with that swollen stomach. I'm going to keep you bred. Just knock you up over and over again. Yay, I squealed as I crawled on him. It was all awkwardy with my big belly. But I wasn't a fatty. I was preggers. I had my very special daughter in my womb. His daughter. I grabbed my son's biggie dick and pressed him into my blondie bush. I found the lips to my pussy and plunged my cundy hole right down him. I took him all, moaning in delighty joy at feeling his cock stretching me out. It was so wondrous having my son's biggie dick in me. I loved that thick shaft nuzzling all the way to my womb. It was so amazing. My big boobs quivered as he stared up at me, this hungry grin on his lips. Oh, he was such a sexy boy. Mommy loves her goody boy so muchy much. I purred and slid up him. God, yes. He groaned as my pussy squeezed about him. I loved him with my preggers pussy. It was so hot sliding up and up him. Fuck, mom. Ride me. Yesy yes. I squealed and plunged down his biggie cock. It never ever never got oldie riding his thicky dick. I loved having all of my goody boy in my pussy. It felt so righty. My cunty hole was made for his cock. I knew it in my heart. It was why he would breed me over and over and over again. I squealed in delighty joy at that thought. I wanted to be preggers with his babies forever and ever and ever. That was such a lungy time. Way longer than watching those Lordy of the Rings movies he loved. Those were so lungy and boring with no sexy stuff in them. But I could sucky his dick while he watched them. And righty his cock like right now. I smiled at him. That's it, mom. He groaned. Work that pregnant snatch up and down my cock. Yesy, I am. I whimpered. Up and down and down and up. I love your cock and me. You were made to be in mommy's pussy. Just made. By me. I made you have a biggie dick so I could ride it and be preggers with your baby. Yes. He groaned in complete agreement. He was so amazing. My cummies built and built in my pussy as I worked up and down him. It was so hotty doing that. I loved it so much. I savored sliding my cunty hole up and down his dick. He would make me just bursty with delight. I wanted all those goody great joys to rush through me. My pussy clamped down so hardy on his cock as I worked up and down him faster and faster. My boobies slapped together. I loved this so much. He was awesome. Yes, 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 mom. He groaned. Keep riding me. I'll never ever stop. I promised. I plunged down him and slid back up him. My boobies bounced and stomach heaved. This was so greedy. Just so greedy good. I was so gladly that I was riding him like this. His cock made my pussy just melt with joy. I was so closey to my climax. I plunged down my son's biggie cock, my boobies heaving. All the goody feelings burst inside of me. I loved it. I bucked, all the bliss surging through me. My pregnant cunty hole writhed around his mighty cock. Oh, Eric, yesy yes! I squealed. Mommy is coming on your biggie cock. Ooh, ooh, I love you. Me too, mom. Groaned Eric. Shit! He erupted. All his cummies fired into my pussy. I loved the feel of all his jizzies splashing into my pussy. My cunty hole rippled around him. His hands rubbed over my pregnant belly. It was so awesomey. I threw back my head, my cunty hole milking his cock. He erupted over and over and over again. So much jizzies to fill my pussy. I gasped in such delighty joy. My head tossed from side to side. It was amazing. Fuck, mom! He grunted. I loved all his cummies flooding my pussy. He filled me to the brim with all his seed. So much jizzies into my bread pussy. I loved it. I bucked on him, my pregnant belly all quivering. Such delighty joy blazed hot through me. I hit the Wundermiss peak. It was so awesomey. Ooh, ooh, Eric, that's so amazing. I love you so muchy. You filled me with all the cummies. All of them, mom. He said, smiling up at me. It was so Wundermiss to be in bed with him. Tina moaned into her gag as she squirmed all bound up beside us. She was such a cutie newbie daughter. I stroked her face. She would want to do naughty thingies to me and him. I love you when she licked you my pussy. A strange sensation rippled through my stomach. Ooh. I blinked as it happened again. Ooh, I think he. I knew this. I think he, I'm having a baby. What? Eric asked in shock. A baby. My cunty hole clenched around his dick. I'm having a baby. I have to go to the hospital and have your daughter, Eric. I'm a mommy. Shit. He groaned. And we went to the hospital and I had a baby and I named her Peach and she was so cutie. It was such an awesomey thingy to hold my newbie daughter and smile at my son and tell everyone he was the daddy. I can't believe that dumb bimbo thinks her son knocked her up. I heard one of the nurses whisper. Wasn't that nicey of her? She called me a bimbo. Eric Murphy. Things were growing great. I was almost to $1 million, and that was with the new house I was buying in escrow. I had put the down payment of $290,000, just 10% of the $2.9 million price tag. I was making so much money. It had been 3 weeks since Peach was born. The wedding would be coming up in another month. Dad was flying in for it. That was cool. He would be bringing his bimbos. It would be great to see him. I had this house up for sale with a few interested buyers. Things were going great. Maggie Storm and Chloe Hart were almost to level 4. It was a perfect life. Peach was growing fast, too. Just aging before our eyes. She seemed normal, though. An 18-year-old girl. Hey, Dad. She said, walking in. She had blonde hair like Mom. She opened the fridge, humming. We're out of Coke. Just Mountain Dew. So gross. I love it. I said as my app dinged. I glanced at it and read a new message. Your daughter Peach is 18 and has come of age. Do you want to enjoy her special levels by making her into a bimbo? Yes, and NO hovered beneath those words, the buttons pulsing with excitement. I glanced at my daughter. She was a curvy thing, taking after her mother. She bent over, a pair of cherry shorts clinging to her rump. A tight pair of jean shorts. She had a bubbly but that was plumper than her older sister's. And she was 18 now. My dick twitched. I hit yes. Peach squealed and turned around, all the intelligence gone from her face. Daddy! I'm your bimbo daughter now! Yay! She threw herself at me and kissed me with such passion. The bimbo at 27 bimbified daughter loves her daddy. Eric Murphy. I smiled at my bimbified, 18-year-old daughter. She was a special daughter, created thanks to mom's specialized bimbo class, Breeder Bimbo. Peach had grown up fast thanks to the magic of the bimbo app. And now she was my empty-headed good girl. I couldn't wait to level her up since the app promised she would have a special class she could pick. One that none of my other bimbos had access to. That was how special my little girl was. Little girl. Christ, she was nearly my age, but that didn't matter. She was my flesh and blood. I planted her in our mother's womb. She was my half-sister daughter. I love you, Daddy. She squealed, dropping to the floor. Peach's blonde hair swayed about her face while her round boobs jiggled in her tank top. She shot her hands up and slid them over the front of my jeans. She started unbuttoning them. With her now a bimbo, I didn't have to wear clothes in the house again. I could go naked.
I love you so much, Daddy. And I want to suck your biggie dick and swallow all your cummies and make you explodey like Mommy and Cherry and Tina and Mrs. Waters and all your other bimboy whores. I'm your bimboy whore now, too.
Yes, you are, Peach, I said, smiling at her. She ripped open my fly and pulled out my cock. She licked her lips as she stared at my dick. Then she opened wide.
Ea-ea.
My bimbo daughter swallowed my dick. I groaned as she suckled on me. She nursed with hunger on my cock, staring up at me with those bright eyes of hers. She nursed with hunger on me, her tongue dancing around my dick. I groaned at how great that felt. She bobbed her head, working her mouth up and down my cock. She suckled with passion on me. I groaned, savoring that delight. Pleasure rippled through me. I groaned, my face twisting from this wondrous delight.
Shit.
I groaned.
Oh shit, that's good.
She moaned around my dick. She was so happy to hear that I loved what she was doing to me. My nuts twitched as my good girl suckled on me. My bimbo daughter nursed on my dick with all that she had. It was magical having her loving me like that. I savored every last second of her swirling her tongue around the crown of my cock. Pleasure swept down to my balls. My nuts tightened, loving the feel of my daughter suckling on my cock. She knew what she was doing. She was such a wicked thing. A naughty slut that made her daddy feel amazing. I slid my fingers through her blonde hair, moaning.
Fuck, Peach. Fuck, that's good.
She squealed around my cock as she suckled on me for all she was worth. She bobbed her head, working her mouth up and down my cock. She blew me with passion. She loved me with all her might. It was fabulous having her suckling on me like that. I groaned, savoring my daughter's mouth bobbing up and down my cock. She brought me closer and closer to coming. I would have a mighty burst of jizz, just flooding her mouth with all that I had. I couldn't wait to pour my cum down her throat. She suckled hard on me. She nursed with such passion on my dick. It was fabulous having her swirling her tongue around my dick. Pleasure swept through me. I groaned, my face twisting with the delight of this moment.
Shit, shit, shit.
I groaned.
Oh wow, that's good. You're such a good girl for sucking on my dick like that.
She winked at me.
Yes, yes, just such a good girl for loving daddy's cock with all your might.
My dick twitched in her lips.
Damn.
She flicked her tongue around my cock. It was delicious. The pressure in my balls grew with her every flick of her tongue. I trembled, hurtling toward that bursting point. My little girl knew how to suck on a dick. She was just fantastic at it. She moaned, staring up at me with her blue eyes. She gripped my hips, working her mouth up and down my dick. The way she suckled on me was perfect. I hurtled toward my eruption.
Goddamn, you're going to get a big mouthful of daddy's cum,
I moaned. She squealed in delight around my cock, sucking for all her might.
That's right,
I growled.
Get ready.
The pressure at the tip of my dick flared.
Fuck.
I erupted into my bimbo daughter's mouth. My hot cum spurted from my dick, flooding her. She gulped it down, her blue eyes squeezing shut. She nursed on me with all her passion. I enjoyed every last second of pumping more and more of my cum into her mouth. It was wild. Just the sort of delight that I wanted to feel. To experience. I groaned with each eruption of my jizz into her mouth. The pleasure slammed through me. Stars flared across my vision. It was magical erupting into her mouth again and again.
Shit, shit, shit.
I groaned, flooding her mouth with spunk.
That's so good. You are such a good girl, Peach.
She gulped down my jizz. I emptied my balls into my little girl's mouth. She swallowed it all while the pleasure washed through me. I felt so amazing. I could almost float away as I erupted one last time into her mouth.
Damn, Peach.
I panted.
You're daddy's good girl. I love you.
She squealed and ripped her mouth off my cock. Drool and jizz dripped down her chin as she gasped out.
I love you so muchy much. Ooh, your cummies were salty and delicious and yummy. Mommy was so righty right. I'm so glady to be your bimboy daughter.
Good. I panted, my heart pounding in my chest.
Damn, you are a wicked one. Daddy is going to enjoy doing naughty things to you.
She beamed at me.
Like eating your virgin pussy.
I said.
I bet you taste as good as your name. I love peaches. I'm Peach.
She gasped, her eyes widening in delight.
Ooh, ooh, you lovey-dovey me, daddy.
Yay. She hopped to her feet and ripped off her tank top. Her round and perky tits spilled out. She was bustier than Cherry had been before I made her into a titty bimbo. Peach definitely took more after mom with the curves than Cherry did. Peach unsnapped her shorts and wiggled out of them. Her round boobs bounced before her as she revealed the pink thong she wore.
Was she shaved?
I had no idea if Peach would have shaved before becoming a bimbo, but she was. That thong was too narrow not to show off her bush. I grinned at that, so glad my bimbo daughter had prepared herself to become my slut. My dick was so hard as she shoved off her thong, baring her tight young pussy. She had a virgin slit that dripped in her juices. I breathed in her tart musk, a scent similar to mom's. I dropped to my knees and grabbed her hips. She squealed as I pulled her to my lips and buried my face into her snatch. My tongue flicked through her folds.
Oh, daddy, yes!
She moaned, her head tossing from side to side.
Ooh, ooh, licky my pussy with your naughty tongue!
Yay! I licked my daughter's virgin slit, sliding through her folds and over her hymen.
my cock yearned to pop her cherry. I licked at Peach, loving the taste of my daughter. The tart flavor was just a perfect treat to enjoy. I savored the taste of my bimbo daughter's pussy. It was the best cunt I had ever eaten. I loved Tina and would marry her, but my daughter. This was a special cunt. I loved the bimbo app so fucking much. I don't know why I got to download it, but I was so thrilled.
Ooh, ooh, daddy. Daddy. Squealed my bimbified daughter. Yummy, yummy, pussy nummy.
I can't wait to eat mommy's pussy and Tina's pussy and Cherry's pussy and everyone's pussy.
Yay. You're going to love it.
I growled and flicked my tongue up to her clit. I danced around her bud, savoring it.
Damn, you are going to love coming on my dick even more.
Yay.
Daddy's biggie dicky in my cunny hole. Woody yay. That's so lighty.
Lighty? Did she mean lit? God, bimbo said the dumbest things. I gripped my little girl's plump rump as I feasted on her, my dick so hard to pop her cherry. I would make her squeal in delight. She would have a huge orgasm. I couldn't wait to do that to her. I wanted to make her explode. My fingers slid into her butt crack. I dipped in, knowing that her mother loved this. And her sister. I slid my fingers down to her asshole and teased her. She groaned as I found her sphincter. I danced around her back door. I tickled her.
Daddy! Daddy!
My little girl squealed.
Ooh, ooh, that's my booty hole. You're playing with my naughty backdoory hole. That's so haughty of you, daddy. Just so haughty and lighty.
You're going to love this, Peach. I growled and thrust my finger against her backdoor. She gasped as my finger popped into her asshole. I loved the feel of her velvety sheath devouring my digit. My cock would be in her backdoor soon. But first, her pussy. I flicked my tongue around her bud. She gasped, her bowels clenching down on my digits. I suckled on her bud with all my might. I loved the feel of her grinding her pussy on my lips. Her asshole clenched around my finger as I thrust it in and out of her asshole. She stared down at me, her blue eyes so bright.
Daddy, daddy, I love you, dovey your finger in my booty hole.
She gasped.
Yesy, I do. It's so lighty to have you fingering my asshole and licking my kitty clitty. Ooh, ooh, I'm gonna have my firsty cummies.
Yes, you are. I groaned and suckled hard on her clit. Her asshole clamped down on my digit. She held me tight with her bowels as I flicked my tongue around her bud. Her tart juices soaked my taste buds. I loved every second of loving her. I wanted her to drown me. I wanted to gulp down all her pussy cream then fuck her on the counter. I suckled on her bud with all my might. She whimpered, her head tossing back and forth. She was just such a wicked girl. I loved every last second of this treat. I nibbled on her bud.
Daddy!
She whimpered, her head tossing back and forth.
That's so goody great. You're making me feel so awesomey. I love it. I'm gonna have such a biggie cummy.
Drown your daddy, Peach! I growled and suckled hard on her clit.
I'll drown you with all my cunny juices, daddy!
She howled, her firm, round boobs jiggling over my head.
Yesy yes, daddy!
Her pussy cream gushed out and drowned my mouth, and her asshole spasmed around my finger. I groaned, licking up her cunt. I loved her taste. I lapped up her cream with everything that I had. I stroked my tongue through her folds. I loved how she gasped and cried out her passion. She was such a naughty cutie. My tongue flicked around her folds, gathering up all her tart juices. She bucked and moaned as I did that, her orgasm sweeping through her. Her moans echoed through the kitchen.
Daddy! Daddy! This is so lighty lit.
Yes, it is. I groaned, my dick so hard.
Oh, ooh, I love you, daddy. I love you with all my hearty heart.
I drowned in her pussy cream. I rubbed my face through her shaved folds, loving the way her cream dripped over my chin. I licked at her with hunger. I savored my tongue dancing around her folds as she squirmed there. It was perfect. I ripped my face from her snatch. It was time to deflower my little girl. I gripped her by the hips as I rose and kissed her. She moaned, my cock rubbing into her belly. Her tongue thrust into my mouth. She kissed me with such passion, tasting her pussy cream. I lifted her off the floor as I kissed her, turned, and set her on the kitchen island. She whimpered, her thighs sliding around my waist. I was tall enough to fuck her right here. She kissed me with such passion as my dick nuzzled into her virgin folds. She broke the kiss and whimpered.
Are you going to fuck you my pussy, daddy?
You bet I am. I grinned at my little girl.
Peach, I'm going to pop your cherry and make you into a woman.
Daddy.
I love you oh so muchy much.
She threw her arms around my neck and kissed me. As her tongue thrust into my mouth, I rammed my cock into her virgin pussy. I hit her hymen right away, her silky folds stretching around the tip of my cock. I pushed on her cherry hard. She popped with a squeal. I plunged into my little girl's untouched depths. I was the first the only cock to enter her snatch. Her thighs squeezed around my waist as her hot and tight cunt gripped my dick. I penetrated to the hilt in her, reaching all the way to her womb. I would knock my little girl up. Breed another generation of Murphys in her. She squeezed her pussy around my cock as I drew back. She squealed into my mouth as her hot twat clung to my dick. I loved every inch of my daughter's snatch clinging to my dick. I thrust back to the hilt in her cunt. She felt magnificent around me. Just amazing. I groaned, loving this tight snatch around my cock. She was just awesome. I groaned, loving that delight so much. I pumped into her twat with all the force that I had. It was amazing. She whimpered as I fucked into her pussy hard and fast. I buried into her with force. I loved how tight she felt. She held my cock with her juicy pussy as I pumped away at her cunt. I slammed to the hilt in her snatch over and over again. She broke the kiss and gasped.
Oh, wowie wow, this is so lighty, daddy.
So fucking lit. I growled. I pounded her cunt, thrusting into my little girl's snatch.
Ooh, ooh, daddy.
She moaned.
Daddy, you got the bestiest cock in the woolly world.
That's right. I grinned at my daughter, reveling in her pussy. Peach clung to me, her round boobs rubbing into my chest. Her cheek pressed against mine as she held me tight with her arms and legs. And her pussy. I savored that juicy cunt massaging me as I drove into her. I would dump so much cum into her snatch. Just flood her with everything that I had. I groaned with each plunge of my dick. I buried into her over and over again. I loved the feel of her pussy squeezing around my dick. She held me tight with that juicy snatch.
Ooh, ooh, daddy.
Whimpered Peach into my ear.
You're fucking me so hardy.
So hard. I groaned. I thrust into her over and over again. I fucked her with hard thrusts. I buried to the hilt in her cunt. I rammed into her snatch over and over again. I loved how she massaged me with that delicious twat. My nuts slapped into her.
You're gonna pump all your cummies in me.
She whimpered.
Is this how you made me and mommy's pussy?
Yep.
Are you gonna make a peach in my pussy? I'm going to knock you up.
I growled. Daddy's breeding his little girl.
Ooh, ooh, yay.
I wanna be preggers with your daughter, daddy.
That would be so awesome-y.
Yes, it would. I pounded my little girl hard, my nuts tightening with the need to come in her. I would flood her with so much cum. Just pump her womb full of all my seed. I couldn't wait to knock her up. That would be hot. She gripped my cock with her tight snatch. She held me with that wonderful pussy. It was perfect. Just amazing. I hammered her cunt with such force. I slammed my dick into her pussy again and again. She whimpered as she gripped me with that delightful twat. Her silky walls brought me closer and closer to coming in my little girl. Closer and closer to breeding her. I reveled in this delight. I pumped away at her cunt hard as she clung to me. Her fingernails raked down my back as she moaned her pleasure into my ear. Her hot twat massaged my aching dick as my nuts slapped into her taint.
Daddy, daddy! I'm gonna cummies!
She whimpered.
I'm gonna cummies so hardy on your biggie dick. Come on daddy's cock.
I moaned, loving to say that. I was her father. She was my little girl, and her pussy would spasm around my dick.
Just explode on me. Yes-y yes, daddy!
She gasped as I buried into her cunt. Her pussy went wild around my cock. She suckled at me as I drew back, squealing out her orgasmic delight. I groaned, reveling in that hot cunt writhing around me. She felt amazing. My nuts tightened as I buried deep and hard into her twat. I erupted.
Daddy!
She squealed.
Daddy's jizzy's in my pussy!
My cum pumped into her pussy. I flooded her snatch with spurt after spurt of my jizz. It was incredible having all that cum flooding her twat. Pleasure slammed through me. Stars flashed across my vision.
You're breeding my pussy, daddy!
She cried, her twat writhing around my dick.
Fuck yes!
I grunted. I pumped more and more cum into her pussy. I filled her up with my jizz. I spurted into her over and over again. I loved the way her twat rippled around me. I shuddered as I emptied my nuts into her fertile cunt. Ding! My phone chimed with a Bimbo app notification. I groaned as my daughter worked out the last of my cum. She held onto me tight. I glanced at my phone on the counter by her. I grabbed it as she mewled her delight into my ear. I held it up and saw that she had hit level 1. And she had all the choices I had seen before: oral sex Bimbo, huge boobs Bimbo, cream pie lover Bimbo, anal slut Bimbo, DP lover Bimbo, and spanking slut Bimbo. But she also had a new one. Bimbo daughter. I selected that one. I loved that she would officially be my Bimbo daughter. I pulled out of her cunt and wiggled out of her embrace. She panted, my cum spilling out of her pussy and dripping down her taint. It was a hot sight, but
let's go tell mommy the happy news.
I said as I bought her the lock Bimbo perk for 20 Bimbo crystals. Now she would never fuck another man even if she was out of my sight.
Let's go, daddy!
Peach gasped and hopped off the counter. She ran out of the kitchen, her cute ass swaying. I dashed after her and headed upstairs. Mom was in bed since it was still early in the morning. She opened her eyes as her daughter burst in. Mom sat up, her big boobs swaying. They were full of her breast milk still. She was lactating naturally, unlike Cherry.
Mommy, mommy, daddy bred me with his biggie dick and pumped all his cummies in me, and I'm his bimboy daughter, and he made me into a woman, and I love him, and his cock is the bestiest best there is.
Yay! Mom squealed and threw her arms wide, inviting our daughter in for a hug. Peach threw herself on the bed and buried her face in between mom's breasts. Those big boobs spilled around our daughter's face. I loved the sight as I moved toward the bed. I crawled onto it, my dick so hard. And I was hungry.
Let's suckle from mommy's breasts.
I said as I grabbed mom's right breast and leaned down. I swallowed her nipple.
Ooh, breasty milk from mommy's milkers!
My bimbo daughter cried out.
Yummy yum number!
She latched onto mom's other nipple and suckled. I savored the sweet flavor of my mother's breast milk. I loved all that delight pouring into my mouth. It was so hot to experience. This was a real treat to enjoy. I gulped it down. So did my daughter. We both suckled from mom. She slid her hands through our hair and held us to her nipples. I loved her fat nub between my lips. It was such a sweet treat to have my mother's breast milk flooding my mouth. I gulped it down.
Yesy yes, drinky all my breasty milk.
Mom purred. That's so goody great. I love you breasty feeding my children.
My son and my daughter. My daughtery granddaughter.
I love that I had bred my mother and fucked our daughter. Breastfeeding from mom was the best thing to enjoy after pumping all my cum into Peach's fertile cunt. I swallowed every last drop of breast milk, savoring the cantaloupe aftertaste. Mom groaned, her face twisting with delight. I was thrilled to have my first threesome with my bimbo mommy and my bimbo daughter. This was a wild moment. My dick ached as I gulped down another mouthful of breast milk.
That's making my pussy all tingly and wet tie and juicy and wanty to cummy,
moaned mom.
I lovey dovey lovey nursing my children.
I wanted to make her cum as I gulped down her breast milk. I wanted to have her howling in delight. That would be perfect. My dick was so hard, but it was my daughter I wanted to enjoy. Especially her ass. I had to take Peach's anal cherry. I wanted to break in all her holes and level her up. That would just be perfect. My dick was aching so badly as I gulped down a final swallow of breast milk. I ripped my mouth off mom's pussy.
Your mommy needs to come.
I told my daughter, my hand sliding down her lower back to cup her rump. I squeezed Peach's ass.
You want to be a good daughter and lick her pussy, right?
She popped her mouth off mom's nipple and gasped.
Of coursey I do, daddy.
She licked her lips.
I want to be the bestiest bestie best bimboy daughter there is.
Yay.
Mom squealed, clapping her hands together.
My bimboy daughter's gonna licky up my pussy and make me all cummies.
Damn right she is. I growled. I gave Peach's ass another squeeze.
You get to licking your mother Peach and I'll fuck your ass. Good daughters take their daddy's cocks up the ass. Ooh, ooh, I'm learning so muchy much from you, daddy.
Peach squealed. She threw her arms around my neck and kissed me. I savored the sweet flavor of mom's breast milk on our daughter's lips. Peach thrust her tongue into my mouth. She was a great kisser. A damned amazing one. I groaned, my tongue dancing with hers as she melted my bones. I knew I would have a huge orgasm fucking her asshole. Her tight, virgin sphincter would swallow my cock. I would pound her while she devoured her mother's cunt. Just the idea had my dick throbbing hard. I broke the kiss, stroking her cheek.
Start licking your mother's cunt, Peach.
I said.
Ooh, righty, daddy.
She giggled.
I forgot. Silly Billy me.
She spun on the bed, bouncing on her knees, and bent over. She thrust her rump at me as she buried her face into her mother's blonde bush. Mom gasped, her big boobs jiggling. She shuddered as our bimbo daughter devoured that delicious cunt. I was so glad to have a breeder bimbo for my mother. She quivered, her hand grabbing the back of our daughter's head, forcing Peach to keep licking that succulent snatch. Not that my bimbo daughter would stop licking. She would feast on that cunt until mom drowned her. And she probably would keep licking until hell froze over unless someone distracted her. I loved bimbos so much. They were such simple, loving creatures. I pressed my dick into Peach's butt crack. I slid down and down until I found her asshole. I pushed against her, wanting to just ram to the hilt in her. I drilled against her, loving the way her anal she stretched and stretched around my cock. That was fantastic. She moaned, her anal ring stretching to take my dick. I loved the feel of her asshole widening to swallow me. I pushed harder and popped into her bowels. She whimpered into our mother's pussy as I sank into her virgin bowels.
Ooh, ooh, daddy's in my buddy hole, mommy.
My daughter moaned.
Yesy he is, sweetie pumpkin pie.
Mom groaned.
And you're licking my pussy. Just lapping away like a goody daughter. Just like your biggie sister Cherry does. I'm doing as goody as Cherry?
Gasped Peach in utter delight, her bowels clamping down around my cock.
Did you hear you, daddy? I'm doing as goody as Cherry.
You definitely are. I groaned, bottoming out in her tight and velvety asshole.
You're doing amazing, Peach. Proud of you. Yay, daddy.
I couldn't help but smile at my airheaded daughter's simple delight in all of this. She was such a delicious treat. I drew back my cock, savoring the way that she held my dick with her tight bowels. She gripped me tight. Pleasure swept through me. A wondrous delight that washed such pleasure through my body. I groaned and buried back into her bowels. I plowed to the hilt in her anal sheath. I savored the way my nuts slapped into her taint. She groaned, squeezing her bowels down around my dick. She held me tight with that wonderful asshole of hers. I reveled in pounding my daughter's asshole. I fucked her hard. Fast. She squealed in our mother's pussy, feasting with hunger. Mom groaned, leaned back on her pillows. Her big tits swayed. Delight played across her face. Such joy shone in her eyes as she enjoyed getting her twat devoured.
Oh, oh, Eric, she's all eating my pussy and licking my pussy and making me feels goody great.
My bimbo mom beamed at me.
I'm gonna have huge cummies, Eric, honey. Our sweetie and goody and lappy daughter is gonna make me explodery.
That's right.
I groaned, slamming into my daughter's asshole.
She's going to make us both come, mom. We're both going to explode.
Yay.
Mom squealed.
I'll make you both cummies.
Peach promised.
Crossy my heart and hopey to cry.
Well, that was close enough. I didn't correct my daughter as I savored her velvety asshole around my dick. She squeezed me with that wonderful backdoor. I pounded her with all my might, my nuts slapping into her taint. My daughter's butt cheeks jiggled. She moaned louder and louder into our mother's pussy. I stroked my daughter's sides as I buried to the hilt in her asshole. The pressure in my nuts swelled. I would have a huge orgasm and flood her bowels with all my cum. Mom bit her lower lip. She undulated there as she pressed our daughter's face into that delicious snatch. She rubbed Peach up and down. I knew my mom was hurtling toward her orgasm. She would have a huge one. A big burst of delight.
Ooh, that's so goody greedy good.
Mom moaned.
Oh, Peach, honey bunny pumpkin pie. My sweetie treaty daughtery delight. I'm gonna cummies.
Oh, yesy, I am.
Cummies, mommy.
Squealed Peach, her bowels clamping down hard on my dick. I buried into her asshole and savored that tight sheath around me. It was spectacular. I plowed to the hilt in her asshole. I loved the way she massaged me with that wonderful hole. I was so close to coming. Mom squealed out in rapture. Her big tits heaved as she came first. Her passion echoed through the bedroom while she drowned my daughter in pussy cream. Peach licked and lapped at her. I just knew my daughter was drinking that wonderful cream.
Mommy's cummy juices! Gasped Peach.
Yay!
Mommy's cummying so hearty!
Mom gasped, her body trembling.
Peach! My sweetie yummy peachapee!
I slammed to the hilt in my daughter's asshole. She squealed.
Daddy!
Her asshole convulsed around my cock. I groaned, drawing back my dick. Her anal sheath spasmed around me. She suckled at me, nursing at my cock with her velvety sheath. It was wondrous having her bowels rippling around my rod. I plowed to the hilt in her.
Fuck!
I groaned and plowed to the hilt in Peach's asshole.
Yes!
I erupted into my little girl's asshole. I flooded my bimbo daughter's bowels with all my jizz. The pleasure slammed through me. Sparks flared across my vision. I groaned with each eruption. Each blast of cum sent more pleasure shooting through me. I groaned with excitement, savoring this wondrous delight shooting through me. It was perfect. Just wondrous to experience. I grunted with each eruption. I pumped my jizz into her asshole. I filled her to the brim with all my spunk. It was wild. Just amazing.
Fuck, fuck, fuck!
I groaned, spurting more and more of my spunk into her bowels.
Daddy's cummies!
My daughter squealed.
I have all of daddy's cummies in me!
Yay!
Mom cheered as she trembled. I pumped more and more of my cum into my daughter's asshole. She rippled around me, sucking at me in such a wondrous way. It was a powerful moment. I groaned as I erupted one last blast into her asshole. I savored that bliss.
Damn!
I groaned, the pleasure sweeping through me.
Oh damn, that's good. That's so fucking good. It's so goody great, daddy!
My little girl moaned.
Ooh, ooh, that's just so wondrous. And you know what good girls do after their daddy fucks them in the ass?
I asked Peach.
I don't, daddy.
She lifted her head from her mother's pussy and looked over her shoulder at me.
What? 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 Tell me.
Mommy knows. I winked at Mom.
Right.
Her face scrunched real tight.
Tina. She always wants your cock cleany. Ooh, ooh, we have to get Tina in here to sucky your dicky clean. I'll go get her, daddy.
Peach cried and crawled off my dick. She scrambled toward the edge of the bed, but I caught her and pulled her up short. She blinked her big, blue eyes at me.
Daddy? You don't have to get your future stepmother to suck my dick clean.
I said.
You can do it. You and mommy can work together to clean my dick. Ooh, ooh, we can.
Mom clapped her hands together.
I found out how yummy nummy a dirty wordy dicky is. You'll love it, Peachapee. Just love it. I know I will, mommy.
My daughter smacked her lips, staring down at my cock. She and her mother had identical looks of lust in their eyes. I smiled at that and slipped off the bed. I backed up, both of them following me. They crawled off, a bimbo mom and bimbo daughter advancing together, their eyes locked on my dirty dick. I reached the door and stopped there, the other bimbos in the house still asleep. The two bimbos pounced. I shuddered as their lips kissed at the base of my cock. They both licked my dirty dick together, lapping off Peach's sour musk. Their wet tongues climbed higher and higher. A wave of heat rushed through me as they slid their tongues over my crown. I groaned at that. A wave of heat rushed through me as they both swirled their tongues around my dick. They felt amazing. I loved how they did that. A shiver rushed through me as they attacked me again, their tongues sweeping around my cock.
Ooh, ooh, mommy, daddy's cock tastes all earthy and dirty,
Peach said.
Why?
Because he fucked your cutie butt.
Mom purred.
Right.
She glanced up at me for confirmation.
Yep,
I said.
You're licking me clean, remember?
They both giggled like they had forgotten. Such simple creatures. They returned to licking at me, bimbo mother and daughter tag-teaming me. I shuddered as they reached my crown again, half-kissing me, half-cleaning my dick. It was a beautiful moment of family bonding. I slid my hand through both their blonde tresses as they loved the crown of my dick. They licked at it and suckled on the sides with their soft lips. I loved how they both nibbled on it between their innocent giggles of delight. Then Peach swallowed my cock.
Goody girl.
Mom purred.
That's how you be a goody great bimbo daughter to my hunky son.
God, yes.
I groaned as my bimbo daughter slid her lips down my shaft. She suckled with such passion on my cock. It was fantastic having her do that.
Suck your daddy's dick clean. Sucky nucky lucky ducky, Peachapee.
Mom cheered, bouncing in place. Her big tits heaved in such an exciting way as Peach kept sucking on me. She nursed with passion on my cock. It was an excellent delight having my daughter polish my dick. She was so good at it. Just so amazing at sucking my rod. She polished my dirty dick with her hunger. She worshipped me. It was fantastic. I loved having her work that hot mouth up and down my dick. It was a beautiful sensation. I loved it so much. I hurtled toward that special moment. But I needed them both to suck my dick. I couldn't let Peach be selfish. You have to share with your mother and my other bimbos, I said. When two bimbo sluts suck my dick, they pass it back and forth until I come all over their faces. Yesy yes, Mom said, nodding her head almost sagely. Her solemn expression was ruined by the big smile on her lips. That's right, right. You listen to your daddy brother and let me sucky his dick. Peach popped her lips off and said, Okie dokie, mommy. Daddy. I'm a goody bimbo slutty daughter. That's right. I groaned as Mom swallowed my cock. I savored that wonderful warmth engulfing my dick. Mom had the best mouth. She suckled on me with force. She nursed on me with all that she had. It was just amazing having her work her mouth up and down my dick. She bobbed her head. She slid her lips up and down my cock, nursing hard. Peach trembled there, licking her lips, her blue eyes so eager. Our mom swirled her tongue around my cock, driving me wild. She knew what she was doing as she suckled on me. My nuts tightened as Mom polished my pole. Then she popped her lips off and said, Your turny, Peachapy. Yay. Peach squealed and swallowed my cock. I shuddered as my bimbo daughter took over that delight again. Her warm mouth felt fantastic on my dick. I was in heaven having her suckling on me. She nursed with all her might on my cock. She drove me wild with that delicious mouth. It was perfect. Just an absolute blast having her nursing in me like that. She passed me off to our bimbo mother. They were such delicious sluts. They drove me wild, bringing me closer and closer to that amazing moment. Back and forth. Bimbo mommy to bimbo daughter and back again. Their warm mouths loved my dick. I groaned, gripping their blonde strands. My nuts twitched as they passed me back, drool dripping down their chin. I love you daddy's cock, mommy. Peach squealed as our bimbo mother suckled on my dick. Ooh, that's it, Peachapy, make your daddy cummy on our faces. Mom purred as our bimbo daughter nursed on my cock. I groaned, the pressure building and building as they loved me. They were both so excellent at this. Both were amazing at sucking my cock. I loved every last second of their delight. It was a perfect treat to enjoy. I hurtled toward my climax. They suckled on me in turns back and forth. Their tongues stroked around the crown of my cock. Their lips massaged the sensitive tip. My nuts tightened as they both stared up at me with their blue eyes brimming with lust. Shit, I'm going to come. I groaned. Stop sucking and start begging for your daddy's cummies. Mom squealed as Peach nursed on my cock. Cummy on our face, Eric. Peach ripped her mouth off my cock, Mom's hand stroking up and down my shaft. Daddy? Daddy? Cummy on our cutie faces. Pleasey please. I erupted. My cum spurted over and over across their faces. The pleasure slammed into my mind. It was incredible to unload on them. I savored the pleasure shooting out of me. I groaned with each blast of cum that erupted from my dick. I hosed them down, coating them in my spunk. It was an incredible rush to paint them in all my cum. I spurted again and again. I erupted over and over, loving this pleasure so much. I shuddered with each burst of cum. It was fantastic. Such a bliss to have erupting from me. I coated them in jizz. Just covered them in my spunk. They giggled and laughed as they turned and started licking each other's faces. I grunted, splashing their cheeks with my final blast of cum. I felt so good. Just so amazing. The door burst open. I sensed naughty joyfully joy in here. Tina darted in, naked save for her nurse's cap. The halo glowing about her face was dazzling. My bimbo priestess and bimbo fiancé gasped. She dropped to her knees before me, enjoying the licking of my cum, sharing it with them. Then she squeaked. Peach. Peach. You're all grown up. That means I can lick your pussy, and you can lick mine. Yay. My bimbo daughter squealed. Mama Tina, I wanna do that. Let's make each other cummy. Damn, I was glad that Peach had come of age and was my bimbo daughter. Peach Murphy. I was so happy, gladdy, joyfully happy as I settled down on Mama Tina's face, rubbing my hot cunny on her lips. I leaned over and gleefully buried my lips into her nummy cunty twat. Her nummy and spicy and juicy pussy juices were so wondrous to taste. Daddy and Mommy were watching us. It was so amazeballs. I was so gladdy they were seeing me doing this. I stroked up and down Mama Tina's pussy slit. From her clitty to her taint. I gathered up her spicy juices. And she did the Sammy Thingy to me. Her tongue felt so awesomey as she lapped at my cuntalips. She stroked up and down them, sending tingly delight sweeping through me. I moaned into her pussy, squirming on her. I smeared daddy's cummies on her pussy. Then I licked up the salty delighty treat. It was so hotty lapping up daddy's cum from Mama Tina's vulva. I stroked my tongue over her flesh, gathering up his yummy jizzies. But they were soon all gone. I had none left to smear on her cunty any longer. So I just licked at her with hunger. I wanted to make her cummy. She did the same to me. Her tongue felt so awesomey stroking up and down my slit. She brushed my clitty. My little button purred. I did too. Into her pussy. I thrust my tongue into her snatch and swirled all around. I bet daddy took her cherry too. Popped her like me. Yay. Peach! Moaned Mama Tina. You're such a goody girl. The Lordy bless you and help you make me cummy hard and let me make you cummy hard. Ameny. Ameny.
I purred. We both thrust our tongues into the other's pussies. It was so needy. I shuddered as she was all swirling about in each other. I trembled on her, my boobies rubbing into her stomach. My nipples tingled, shooting naughty delights to my cunty hole. Her tongue felt so goody great in my pussy. She danced it about in me, making me moan into her cunty hole. It felt so great good in me. I was so happy with her tongue teasing my twat as I did the same to her snatch.
That is hot to watch.
Daddy groaned.
Yesy yes.
Mom squealed. I shuddered, so gladly I was making Daddy happy while making Mama Tina happy, and she made me happy. It was so much happiness being matey. That was awesomey. I loved it so much. Especially with my tongue in Mama Tina's spicy pussy. She was so yummy. I swirled my tongue all about in her pussy, stroking her silky walls. I squirmed on her face, my clitty throbbing. It was just itching to be lickied and suckied and played with by Mama Tina. I wanted her to do that oh so muchy much, and a brilliant idea hit me. If I played with her clitty, she would feel how greedy it was and play with mine. I was so smarty smart. I squealed in delight and licked at her little bud. I stroked over that wondrous nubbin, stroking her. She gasped.
Peach! Yesy yes! That's so good! Ameny!
She found my clitty and licked it. She stroked over my wondrous button, pressing it with her tongue. Such joy bursty in me. It all sizzled through my pussy, almost setting my orgasm off. I wanted to cummy so baddie. I suckled on her clitty. She nursed on mine. We both moaned, squirming together. My cummy swelled in me as her soft lips nibbled on my bud. I stroked hers with my tongue, loving the feel of her. Then I suckled on her hardy. I wanted her to bursty with me. We sucked so hard on each other's clitties until we both squealed in delighty. My pussy spasmed so wildly as I orgasmed on Mama Tina's face, drowning her in my hot juicy cream. Her spicy delighty passion gushed out and flooded my mouth. That was so yummy. Licked and lappied them up as I squirmed on her, squealing out my pleasures. All those wondrous waves of delight washed through me. I shuddered on Mama Tina, licking at her snatch. Mama Tina lappied at my pussy. She stroked through my cuntalips, sending such delighty joy surging through me.
Ooh, ooh, Mama Tina!
I squealed.
Peach!
Peach!
Moaned Mama Tina.
The Lordy has blessed us with cummies. Ameny! Ameny!
I gasped into her pussy. I licked up all her juices I could. It was just so yummy. I was so happy as I shuddered with her. She licked at my pussy as I lapped at her cunty hole. I gathered up all her spicy juicy cream. It was so wondrous to makey love with daddy's wifey. My stepmommy was so awesomey. She stroked her tongue through my naughty pussy lips. I was so happy. So gladly to be one of daddy's bimboy sluts. I would lovey him and lovey them and lovey me and lovey everyone in my family. It was so amazeballs. I whimpered as my orgasm died away, daddy and mommy standing over me watching. I lovey'd them all. I was so lucky ducky to be daddy's firsty bimboy daughter. The Bimbo App 28 Dreaming of the Naughty Succubus Bimbo. Eric Murphy. My daughter Peach was an excitable bimbo. Her first day as my slutty and happy airhead daughter had been so much fun, but something amazing happened that night after she had gone to bed. Mrs. Mayers hit level 4 while she was out whoring herself at a bar and making me money. I was thrilled when I saw the announcement. So far, level 4 bimbos had been interesting. There was no way to pretend that the Bimbo App wasn't supernatural with the stuff that was happening with them. So when my yoga bimbo came home from the bar, I was waiting for her.
Eric! Eric!
She squealed when she saw me. She was wearing a very, very, very short cocktail dress that left her legs bare, cum dripping down her thighs.
I had so much funnies at the bar. I fucked a guy, then another guy, and a third guy, and a fifth guy, and a black guy, and my husband was watching and jerking off his dick, and it was so much funnies. I had funnies too.
Mrs. Waters squealed. My future mother-in-law bimbo came darting down the hallway naked and wet from the shower. She had been gangbanged at the strip club, her newest video up on BimboVids. She was the queen of gangbang videos, that was for sure.
Mrs. Mayers, go take a shower.
I said as the two bimbos rushed at each other.
That's the rule. You have to shower before you get to have any more fun stuff. Righty, Eric.
Mrs. Mayers said. She and Mrs. Waters aborted their sexy hug. Mrs. Mayers headed to the shower, her auburn hair swaying around her face. She had a soccer mom cut. It was hot to watch. Mrs. Waters was more than happy to suck my cock. She dropped to her knees and engulfed me as I fought the urge to see what Mrs. Mayers would become when she leveled up. I wanted her front and ready. She just had to wash off all those men's cum. My future mother-in-law bimbo bobbed her head and suckled on my cock with such passion. I sat on the couch, the rest of the house quiet. My bimbos were all sleeping. Most had jobs, like Mrs. Juarez, who serviced 3 glory holes at once because she was a goddess. Maggie Storm was out there working as personal bang made to all her fans, and Chloe Hart was out making gangbang videos of her own. She just loved being drenched in cum. I shuddered. Peach was sleeping with Mom and Tina with Cherry. I listened to the shower running, wondering what sort of craziness a yoga bimbo would become. Mrs. Mayers was already so flexible she could eat her own pussy. What was beyond yoga? I really didn't know. Exercise bimbo? Like, would she make those cheese exercise videos only she'd be naked and fucking a bunch of guys?
sexercise videos? I smiled at that. It would be a new market to tap into. I was making so much money. The new house was almost ready to move in. I hated having to wait for everything to be approved. Then I had to stock it with furniture. I had bought myself a Lamborghini. I was rolling in the dough. I was a millionaire thanks to the Bimbo app. It was amazing. And so was Tina's mother's mouth working up and down my cock. I groaned, savoring that delight. My hand clenched down on the Bimbo app as the shower turned off. I smiled as the door opened and Mrs. Mayers hurried out, her auburn hair wet, water spilling over her big boobs.
"Ooh, ooh, I'm all cleany, Eric,"
she said and spun around, wiggling her ass at me. She bent herself in half, her face peering at me from between her thighs. Her pussy and asshole were on complete display.
"See? See? See? All cleany."
"Yep," I said, Mrs. Waters sucking so hard on my cock. The warmth of her mouth spread down my dick to my nuts.
"I love it. Now, let's see what you get at level 4.
I swiped my phone.
"Ooh, ooh, ooh."
Mrs. Waters squealed, still bent over.
"I want to find out. Yay. I'm level 4.
Mrs. Waters moaned around my cock as I opened the Bimbo app.
"Yes, yes, you're already level 4. I said. "You're a porn star Bimbo, remember? Well, who cares if you don't, because...
I trailed off as I saw Mrs. Mayers would become a succubus Bimbo. Damn.
A succubus? What did that mean?
I clicked on the description. A succubus Bimbo can invade men's dreams while they sleep, giving them the hottest wet dreams ever. That sounded very interesting. I savored Mrs. Waters' sucking mouth as I pondered that. What would it be like to have Mrs. Mayers invade my dreams? To have fun while sleeping was quite the perk. I just didn't expect Yoga Bimbo to lead to something like that. I selected it. Instantly, a new perk appeared for me to buy for 40 Bimbo crystals. Succubus Barfly perk. Any man who dreams of the succubus will track her down and pay her triple her normal rate to enjoy her body.
Damn.
I groaned, nearing my eruption. She would be invading men's dreams, then they would have to track her down and pay to have sex with her the next night. I loved it. I bought that right away.
Damn, damn, damn.
I erupted. I spurted blast after blast of cum into Mrs. Waters' mouth. I flooded her with hot jizz, the pleasure slamming through my body. I groaned with each blast of my cum that spurted into her mouth. I filled the Bimbo MILF with spurt after spurt of cum. I loved it.
Shit, shit, shit.
I grunted as she swallowed cum. Right now, my future father-in-law was watching her latest Bimbo vids. He bought them all. The cuckold couldn't get enough of watching his wife being fucked by others.
Mrs. Waters, you absolute whore. Yes, yes, you love my cock more than your husband's.
She ripped her mouth off my cock before I finished erupting. My cum splashed across her face as she squealed.
I love your cock the mosty most, Eric. I'm so glad you're marrying my daughter and will be my son so I can fuck my son and have the bestiest best cock in my pussy and love it.
That's right. I groaned and spurted onto her tits.
Fuck yes.
My phone beeped. I had another video to upload. I titled it, Slut Wife Blows Her Future Son-in-Law. Put it up for cheap, only $2, and knew that Mr. Waters would buy it and hear those words. He'd come so hard.
Let's go to bed. I said. Mrs. Mayers, I want you to invade my dreams tonight. Okie dokie.
She said, clapping her hands together.
I'm a succubus. I sucky souls and cocks.
That's right. I said, grinning. God, I loved Bimbos. They were so dumb and fun. I took Mrs. Waters upstairs to my room. I pulled her down into my bed. I was tired. I had her wipe my cum off her tits with a t-shirt then snuggled up to her breasts. I nuzzled into them and fell asleep, wondering what I would dream about. I don't quite remember what I was dreaming about when suddenly, things became so real. I was on a beach now. A tropical beach. The waters were turquoise blue. So pure and rich. I had never seen the like. White sand. Palm trees. And two women were sitting on beach towels. Mrs. Mayers and Mrs. Waters. Had Mrs. Waters been brought into the dream, too? Or was she just here because I was thinking of those big tits as I fell asleep? I could tell from the twinkle in Mrs. Mayers' eyes that she was here as the succubus. She had invaded my dreams.
Eric, Eric,
she said, holding out a bottle of suntan lotion.
We don't want to get all burny. We want to be all tanny.
Yesy yes, purred Mrs. Waters, her brown hair spilling around her face.
We want to have hottie tanny bodies for you and be all sexy and hottie and naughty and cutie and tanny.
You got it, I said and dropped to my knees between them both. They smiled at me, their sunglasses hiding their eyes. They looked so sexy with their pale breasts in the sunlight. Their nipples hard. I loved the sight of them.
These tits are too perfect to let burn.
Perfecty titties, sighed Mrs. Mayers. She grinned at me.
Isn't this a nicey dreamy, Eric?
Yes, it is, I said and winked at her.
How's being a succubus? It was so needy.
I felt you dreaming and just jumped in and now we're here and I want to have tanny tits and have you touch them and oil them and play with them.
Me too's, whimpered Mrs. Waters.
Oily my titties and squeeze them and love them and fuck them and oily them.
I popped the cap off the bottle and squeezed out the amber liquid into my hands. I rubbed the oil into both and placed both palms over their mounds. Their nipples poked at my skin. They both squealed in delight as I started working the oil into their boobs. My left hand worked on Mrs. Mayers' soft tit while my right worked on Mrs. Waters' big boob.
I slid my oiled hands over their lush mounds, coating them in the gleaming oil. I loved the feel of them as they both squirmed, such big smiles on their lips. My cock throbbed hard. I was as naked as them. The sun was warm on my back. The waves lapped at the sound, this rhythmic background noise that blended well with the wind blowing through the palm trees. It was perfect. Especially with two married MILFs to enjoy. Two hot wives that needed to be covered in tanning oil and fucked. I stopped rubbing on their tits to add more oil. I coated my hands and shot out for their other set of boobs. I massaged those lush mounds with the same love and care as their other tits. They both squirmed as my fingers massaged their big boobs. I love playing with my bimbo and my LFS large tits. I squeezed those soft mounds and even pinched their hard nipples. Or tried to. My oiled fingers slipped right off them. The MILFs still squealed in delight, squirming on the ground. All that oily feels so goody on my boobies. Purred Mrs. Waters.
Yes, yes.
Whimpered Mrs. Mayers. She licked her lips, staring at me. You're such a goody guy, Eric. I love you. I'm glad to be you succubus. And I love you being your porny star. Mrs. Waters moaned. I want to make all the porny for you and fucky all the men for you and be your mommy-in-law and licky your cummies out of your new wifey. My daughter.
You will.
I said, sliding my oiled hands down their stomachs. I loved the feel of their flat bellies. My fingers dipped into their belly buttons. I swirled around in them. They both gasped as I did that and giggled. Their delight echoed across the beach. God, I loved my bimbos. I danced the tips of my fingers around in their belly buttons before sliding lower. I slid through their pubic hair and found the folds to their pussies. I rubbed at their cunts, oiling them up. I rubbed at them, my dick getting harder and harder.
Ooh, ooh, that's so goody.
Whimpered Mrs. Waters.
Yes, yes, Eric.
Gasped Mrs. Mayers. You're so much better at that than my hubby. He's so lovey's to watch.
Ooh, ooh, I should make him watch me succubus other men's dreams.
I grinned as she shuddered. Suddenly, her husband, Mr. Waters, was at a lifeguard stand watching us. I blinked at that. He wore the red shorts and had on the cap with the excess sunscreen on his nose. He picked up his binoculars and watched us. God, was he really here? Like had she pulled him into the dream. I believed Mrs. Waters was here since she was sleeping with me. This was so hot. I kept rubbing at the bimbo's cunts, my dick on fire. I licked my lips.
Well, maybe you should show your husband how much you love sucking on my cock.
I said.
As well as my soul.
A succubus needs to suck on both. Squealed Mrs. Mayers. I grinned at that and rolled onto my back. My cock waved back and forth as I lay between the two bimbos. Mrs. Mayers sat up and was soon kneeling with her ass and pussy aimed right at the lifeguard stand. She engulfed my cock and suckled on me.
Fuck.
I groaned, loving that her husband was here in the dream watching. That made it hotter. His wife loved my dick more. And he got off on it. It was clear he was jacking it while watching us through the binoculars.
Ooh, ooh, you gotta put suntan lotion on my pussy, Eric.
Mrs.
Waters said and straddled me, her brown bush dripping with her juices.
Can you use your tongue to do it?
God, yes.
I groaned, savoring that hot mouth sliding up and down my dick. The other hot wife bimbo planted her cunt on my face. Her bush tickled me. Despite rubbing suntan oil on her pussy, I only tasted her tart twat. I savored the taste of my future bimbo-in-law. I lapped at her folds, loving the texture of her cunt. Mrs. Mayers suckled hard on my cock. The succubus bimbo worked her tongue up and down my dick. She suckled on me with all her might. It was an incredible delight having her bobbing her head. The pressure she created was amazing. I groaned into Mrs. Waters's pussy. I lapped at her tart folds as I enjoyed the merry bimbo milf's mouth. My tongue danced around in Mrs. Waters's snatch. I licked at her folds, gathering up all her juices. My tongue plunged into her cunt.
Eric, yesy yes!
Squealed Mrs. Waters, her butt cheeks clenching before my face.
Eee, my pussy!
Ooh, ooh, such a goody son! Mrs. Mayers groaned around my cock like she 100% agreed that I was a good son. I loved it. My dick throbbed in the succubus bimbo's mouth. Her husband must be spanking it so hard to the sight. My nuts tightened just knowing he was watching. I swirled my tongue around inside of Mrs. Waters's pussy. It was so hot eating Tina's mom. I stroked through her folds, the pressure building and building at the tip of my cock. I hurtled toward a huge explosion of bliss.
Ooh, I'm gonna cummy on your facey face.
The bimbo milf whimpered as she rubbed her furred muff on my face. I love those curls.
Eric! Eric! I love you! I love you so muchy much!
Mrs. Mayers squealed around my cock. I love you both. I groaned.
You're both my bimbo whores. My married sluts.
Yes, yes, suck that dick, Mrs. Mayers. I'm going to flood your mouth with cum. She suckled so hard on my cock. I groaned, my back arching. I tongued Mrs. Waters's clit. I stroked over her pearl, massaging her. She moaned, squirming on my face. I loved it. I would make her cum. I massaged her bud with my lips. She gasped louder and louder. I suckled on her bud while Mrs. Mayers nursed on my cock. She bobbed her head, sucking the entire time. Her tongue danced around the crown of my cock, hurling me closer and closer to coming.
Eric! Eric!
Mrs. Waters squealed.
You're the bestiest bestie best son!
Yay! Her tart juices gushed out of her pussy as she came. She drowned me in her passion. I licked up the flood, drinking every drop, as my cock throbbed. Mrs. Mayers suckled on my throbbing dick.
her tongue stroked the aching crown.
Fuck!
I grunted and erupted into the bimbo's mouth while her husband watched. I spurted blast after blast of cum into her mouth, the pleasure shooting through me. Ecstasy slammed into my mind. Stars flashed across my eyes. It was perfect. Amazing, I loved every last second of the heat surging through me. I groaned into Mrs. Waters's pussy as I drank her cream. I lapped at her cunt as I pumped more and more jizz into Mrs. Mayer's snatch. I loved this heady rush. Rapture shot through me again and again. I savored every last eruption. Damn. I groaned as Mrs. Mayer suckled out the last drops of cum. She ripped her mouth off and shouted.
Honey! Honey! I suckied all of Eric's nummy yummy cummy. I'm a succubus now and lovey his dick and his spunk and his cock.
Yay. I pictured her waving at the lifeguard stand as she said those words. Damn, this was hot.
Mrs. Mayer's, I got to fuck that ass of yours.
I groaned as Mrs. Waters slipped off me.
Yay.
She squealed. She waved at the lifeguard stand.
Honey! Honey! Eric's gonna fucky me in the asshole! Yippee yay!
He waved back to her. I grinned as I sat up. I grabbed the suntan lotion and rubbed it on my cock as Mrs. Mayer's knelt between Mrs. Waters' thighs. The bimbo didn't need to be told to eat out her fellow hot wife's pussy. She just did it naturally. Bimbos were horny delights.
Yay!
Squealed Mrs. Waters.
Oh, Virginia, eatie my pussy! I love it!
So yummy! Purred Mrs. Mayer's as she shook her ass at me. I slapped my oiled hands over her rump and rubbed over her plump butt cheeks, making them gleam in the tropical sunlight. I pressed my dick into her butt cheeks and slid down to find her asshole. I glanced at the lifeguard stand, sunlight glinted off the binoculars watching me. I thrust hard against the naughty bimbo wife's sphincter, loving the way her anal ring stretched open with ease. I popped into the hot wife's asshole, grinning at her husband watching from the lifeguard stand. I savored that wonderful anal sheath swallowing my cock. It was fantastic having all that hot flesh devouring my dick. I sank deeper and deeper into her bowels.
Goddamn, that's good.
I groaned.
So goody greedy good.
Mrs. Mayer's moaned into my future bimbo-in-law's cunt.
Yes, yes.
Whimpered Mrs. Waters. She rubbed at her oiled boobs.
So greedy goody great. Licky my pussy and lappy at my clitty and make me cummy.
Mmm, cummies. Purred Mrs. Mayer's, her hot asshole clenching around my dick. I gripped her hips and drew back my cock. Her velvety anal sheath massaged my dick. It was just a delicious thrill having that hot asshole massaging my dick. I loved that feeling. It was perfect having her backdoor massaging my cock. I slammed back into her. She squealed into Mrs. Waters' snatch. I savored that wonderful asshole massaging me. Mr. Mayer's was stroking his cock again as he watched us. The cuck was getting off on it. I loved this so much. I pounded my succubus bimbo in the ass, reveling in owning her married body.
You are my bimbo.
I groaned.
Who owns your ass, Mrs. Mayer's? You do, Eric.
She squealed.
You own my asshole and my pussy hole and my mouthy hole and my boobies and titties and asshole and every bitty of me. Every lasty bitty.
Mrs. Waters agreed, nodding her head. Then she squealed.
That's my clitty.
Yay. I grinned as I fucked hard at Mrs. Mayer's cunt. I pounded her anal sheath, reveling in that wonderful grip. My nuts slapped into her taint, cracking into her. The pleasure was just so exciting. I loved the way she held me. Massaged me. I rushed toward my eruption. I pounded her with such force. I hammered her with force. It was amazing having her squeezing her asshole down around my dick. It was an absolute blast having her tight bowels massaging me. I grunted, fucking her hard. Fast. The pressure grew and grew at the tip of my cock. I loved how the delight swelled in my nuts. I hurtled toward this mighty burst of delight. I would have a huge climax and spurt all my cum onto her bowels.
Fuck, Mrs. Mayer's.
I groaned, wanting to burst in her asshole.
Your cuck is watching us. He's jacking off to you being my whore. He's such a lovey-dovey hubby.
She purred.
He lets me fuck all the guys and watches. I get to enjoy so many better cocks, and your bestiest cock, now. Isn't that nicey of him?
So nicey. Whimpered Mrs. Waters.
My hubby is the same way. He never ever never buys me a lappy dance since he buys all my videos and doesn't have the money to pay to fucky me.
I grinned at that.
God, that's great to hear.
I pumped away at Mrs. Mears's anal sheath with such passion. Knowing their husbands were both cucks swelled the pressure in my balls. I fucked the MILF's bowels hard and fast as I could, grinning at her watching husband. My nuts, brimming with my jizz, slapped into her taint. I stroked up and down her old sides until I found those slick tits. I squeezed those large mounds. She moaned louder into Mrs. Waters's pussy, feasting on the brunette MILF.
Virginia! Virginia!
Mrs. Waters moaned.
You're eating my pussy so goody great. Molly, you have a nummy yummy cummy pussy!
Squealed Mrs. Mayer's.
Ooh, my asshole is melting around Eric's dick and he's making me feel so goody great and I'm gonna just bursty on him.
You fucking better. I growled, slamming into her bowels.
Come on my dick while your husband watches, whore.
Yes, yes. She squealed, squeezing her bowels down around my dick.
I'm gonna cummy so hard on you. Just bursty with all my passion. That sounds so greedy good.
Yes, it does. I groaned, pumping away at her. She massaged me with her velvety sheath. Mrs. Waters tossed her head. Her oil boobs gleamed in the tropical sunlight as she shuddered there. She thrust her arms over her head, her fingers flexing. She moaned, her sunglasses shifting on her face as pleasure spilled over her features. She arched her back and squealed out in rapture. It was clear she was coming on Mrs. Mayers's mouth. My bimbo-in-law drowned the hot wife with tart passion. Mrs. Mayers squeezed her bowels down around my dick as I buried into her.
Oh, Eric, I love you!
Mrs. Mayers gasped. Her asshole went wild around my dick. I groaned at that hot flesh spasming around me. She suckled at the crown of my cock as I pumped away at her. My balls tightened. I squeezed her big tits as I plowed to the hilt in her writhing anal sheath. The pressure burst at the tip of my shaft.
Fuck!
I growled as I erupted into her asshole.
Eric's cummies!
The cheating bimbo milf moaned into Mrs. Waters's cunt.
Yay!
My future bimbo-in-law gasped, thrusting her hands in the air. I grunted with each eruption. I loved the pleasure shooting out of me. I flooded her bowels with spurt after spurt of cum. It was so wonderful having all that jizz erupting from me. Her asshole rippled around me. She suckled at me with such passion. I grunted over and over again. I loved that delight. Mrs. Waters moaned, bucking on the ground as she shuddered through her own orgasm. Mrs. Mayers's bowels nursed at my dick, working out all the spunk that I had in my nuts. It was amazing.
Shit.
I groaned, stars dancing across my vision.
Oh shit, that's good.
So goody great. Whimpered Mrs. Mayers as she milked out the last of my cum. I groaned as the final spurt of my jizz sent a last blast of rapture sweeping through me. Her asshole rippled around my dick while I panted. I felt so good. Her husband still watched. He must have had a nice cum witnessing me ass-fucking his wife.
Ooh, Eric!
Squealed Mrs. Mayers. She sat up and spun around, ripping my dick out of her asshole. She threw her arms around my lips and kissed me with all that tart pussy cream on them. I groaned, savoring the delight. Her big boobs rubbed into my chest. I loved this moment. It was such a wonderful treat. Her lips tasted so good. I groaned, eager to have more. She broke the kiss and grinned at me.
That was so much fun sucking on your soul, but I got other men to succubus.
She burst into a puff of smoke as did her husband and Mrs. Waters. I blinked as the dream settled down on me. I fell back on the sand and drifted off into other wanderings. I really didn't remember them, but when I woke up next to the sleeping Mrs. Waters, the sunlight spilling through my window, I felt refreshed. I felt like I had the greatest night's sleep of all time. Damn. I stretched, my bladder full. I rolled out of bed and headed out to the restroom. From Mom's room, I heard Peach squealing.
Mommy! Mommy! Yes, yes, yes!
I smiled at my bimbo daughter in the throes of passion. My bimbo mommy moaned, too. They were making each other come. I gripped my phone and slipped into the bathroom. I started pissing while browsing Facebook. There were posts from some of the guys from my school that had the bimbo app. Those idiots I sold it to early on when I was desperate for the bimbo crystals to own Barbie and Mrs. Juarez. I snorted. I didn't even own Barbie any longer. Ding! A notification from the bimbo app. I smiled and saw that Peach had hit level 2. That was great. I stepped out into a hallway only to find Peach rushing to me. She had pussy cream on her lips and bounced up and down.
Morning, Daddy.
She cooed.
I just made mommy cummy, and she made me cummy, and I have her pussy juices on my lips. I can see that.
I said and opened up her menu. She could become a daddy's good girl bimbo. That really didn't seem like much of an upgrade. I selected it. She squealed and turned around. She had a tramp stamp over her bubbly rump that read,
Daddy's good girl.
Daddy's good girl bimbos will always do what their daddies tell them to do and won't get distracted until they complete their tasks. I suppose that was useful, but that tramp stamp. Damn, that was hot. Peach Murphy.
Ooh, do you likey my tattoo, Daddy?
I whimpered as I wiggled my cutie patootie at him.
Everybody in the woolly world will know that I'm your goody girl and do whatever you tell me to do. Just all the buddies.
Smack. I gasped from Daddy spanking my rump. I jumped and grinned over my shoulder at him.
You do love it, don't you? That's why you spankied my butter.
God, I love it. He growled and grabbed my hips. He pulled me back until his wondrous cock pressed into my pussy lips. I shuddered as he drilled into me. That felt so greedy good. I loved the feel of him nuzzling into me.
So fucking love it.
He buried into my cunny hole. I had all of Daddy's amazing and awesome-y and amaze belly biggie dick in me. I was such a lucky ducky good girl to have my daddy's cock in my pussy and making me feel so wondrous. I squeezed my pussy down on his thicky dick. I grabbed my knees and wiggled my hips, stirring my cunty hole around his cock. He groaned as I did that. His hands stroked up and down my sides while my boobies jiggled. They weren't mommy big boobies or cherry big boobies or Mrs. Waters big boobies, but they were nice and roundy and bigger than Chloe Hart. She had such tiny boobies. Not me. I had peachy boobies that were peachy size. Because I was Peach.
Shit.
Groaned Daddy as he cupped my breasts. He squeezed and kneaded my tits. I love you that so much.
Shit, I have the best daughter in the world.
Yay. I squealed, loving being Daddy's goody girl. He pumped away at my pussy. I gasped in delighty joy as my butt cheeks rippled. I rocked back and forth, gripping my thighs as his amazed bald dick plunged over and over and over into my cunny. My cunt clamped down so hardy on his cock while I moaned out all my joyful joy. He massaged my boobies as he fucked me so hard. he buried into my snatch, driving me wild. My pussy all melted around his biggie cock. I whimpered, my blondie locks spilling around my face as daddy lovey my pussy.
Ooh, ooh, this is how daddies have to love their daughters.
I moaned. With their cocks and their cunnies. That's just how thingies should be.
God, yes.
Daddy growled as he kept fucking me.
You have the right fucking idea.
Damn, I love it. I squealed in delight. I was so gladly that daddy loved my daddy idea. I wiggled my hips and stirred my cunny around his thicky cock. He felt so greedy in my pussy. Just so perfecty. That was where my daddy's cock belonged. In my pussy and mommy's pussy and Cherry's pussy and mommy Tina's pussy and Mrs. Waters's pussy and Mrs. Jimenez's pussy and Mrs. Mayer's pussy and Maggie Storm's pussy and Chloe Hart's pussy and my pussy. All our pussies were daddy's.
Yay. You love that, huh?
He groaned, slamming his cock into my snatch. You love your daddy's big dick fucking your tight cunt?
I love you so muchy much.
I whimpered, my twatty reveling in all his thrusts.
Daddy. Daddy. I love you with all my hearty heart. I'm so glad that you're my daddy and that you fucky me and that I get to be your goody girl bimbo daughter.
Smack. He spanked my cutie ass again. I gasped as he buried into me, my pussy gripping him. The spanky made it all the more exciting. I whimpered, his nuts all slapping my clitty. They spanked my naughty bud. I grinned at that.
Daddy's nuts are spanking my clitty!
I moaned.
Yes, they are.
He grunted. His hands squeezed my tits. My nipples all throbbed and bursty with sparks that shot down to my pussy.
Goddamn, you're going to get a cunt full of daddy's cum!
Yay! I squealed. I'm the luckiest daughter in the woolly world. He pinched my nipples and grunted.
Goddamn, I love you, Peach.
I felt so greedy when he said that. My orgasmy pleasure almost bursty through me. I squeezed my snatchy hole down on his thrusting dick. He churned me up, driving me wild. I was so happy to have all that pleasure building and building in me. He twisted my nipples. I squealed, the zappy delight shooting to my juicy pussy. I trembled, my moans all echoing through the hallway. He thrusty hard onto me. He plowed to the hilt in my cunny. It was so perfecty.
Daddy!
I squealed and climaxed.
I love you.
Shit. He groaned as my pussy convulsed around his dick. I suckled at him with my naughty snatch.
That's it, Peach.
Shit. Daddy erupted in me. I gasped as his hot cummies shot into my pussy. My cunty hole writhed around him, suckling at him. Such joyful blissy joy washed through me. I gasped, stars twinkle winkling before me. I whimpered, my snatch rippling around his cock. He grunted as he fired more and more of his cummies into me. He spurted over and over into me. I love you that delight. I sovereignty that wondrous pleasure. It was just an exciting joy to have all that blissy rapture sweeping through me.
Peach!
He groaned.
God, I love you! I love you too, Daddy!
I squealed as he spurted more and more of his cummies into me.
Yay!
Daddy fired the last of his cummies into my pussy. I shuddered, feeling so greedy amazing. It was wondrous to have all that pleasure sweeping through me. A biggie smile spread on my lips. I felt so greedy good. I sucked in deep breaths. My entire body all buzzed with this joyful joy. I grinned, clapping my hands together.
Daddy! Daddy! That was just so awesome-y!
Yeah! He groaned, grinning up at me.
Damn, you just milked me dry! You are definitely my good girl!
I love you, Peach! I love you, Daddy! I moaned, spinning around and pulling my cunny off his dick. I threw my arms around his neck, his jizzies spilling down my thighs, and kissed him with my cutie lips. I clung to Daddy, just so glady. He slid his hands down my body and squeezed my rump. That was just such a greedy moment. I was so happy to be his goody girl. I would always do whatever he said no matter what. I clung to him. He was the bestest daddy in the woolly world.
Mommy! Mommy!
I squealed, breaking the kiss with Daddy.
I'm Daddy's goody girl. See, I have a trampy stamp to prove it.
I darted back to the bedroom, Daddy's cummies running out of my pussy. I was just so happy. I'd have to show everyone my awesome tattoo. Mommy and Cherry and Mommy Tina and Mrs. Waters and Mrs. Juarez and Mrs. Mayers and Chloe Hart and Maggie Storm and the mailman and the TV and Instagram and TikTok and every one of my buddies.
Yay!
Eric Murphy. There were definite perks to having a goddess for a bimbo. And one of them was staring at that gorgeous body of hers. Mrs. Juarez was a sexy MILF before she became a goddess. A golden brown beauty. An enchanting Latina teacher who had charmed me. She had been a priority bimbo for me. Her husband was another of the cuckolds. He always found one of her glory holes to use. He'd wait in line to fuck his own wife through a hole in a stall. He didn't even get to see her. Of course, she serviced three glory holes at once with her otherworldly radiance. She glowed all the time. Not like Tina, who just had a halo. Mrs. Juarez had a light that shone from inside her. Maybe her heart or her pussy or both. She shone as she entered the bedroom. I grinned at her as she floated an inch or two off the floor. She didn't walk any longer. When I married Tina soon, Mrs. Juarez would preside over the wedding in all her shining glory. That had my dick very hard for that day to come. I smiled at her, loving the way those big boobs swayed as she floated closer.
Blessed is Eric who owns my heavenly body,
she said in this saintly way. There was something profound about the goddess whore.
Blessed be his cock that spurts cummies into my divinity pussy and over my bountiful titties. The greatest of all cocks is his.
Amen.
I groaned. Damn, I do love worshipping you. Come here and give me a tit of fuck, my bimbo goddess.
Yes-y, Eric. She said.
Blessed among men, for he doth he own my divinity body and is the font of all my cummies, for his is me hermesi.
Her vocabulary had increased. She floated over the bed and settled down between my legs. I leaned back on the pillows as she wrapped her big tits around my cock. I savored those soft mounds engulfing my dick. They were just so delicious. Her radiance shone over me, her black hair shimmering with her passion. She slid her tits up and down my cock. It was perfect having her do that. I groaned at the warmth of those plump mounds working up and down me. She grinned at me, her eyes twinkling with her delight. My nuts tightened as Mrs. Juarez worshipped my dick.
A goddess worshipping my dick.
I groaned.
I am one lucky guy.
Yes, you are, Eric. She purred, her beatific smile spreading on her lips. All men worship you, my blessed body, but only I worship you. She ducked her head down and licked the crown of my cock emerging from her tits.
Amen.
A fucking man. I groaned as she slid her tits up my cock and back down them. Her tongue flicked over my tip again. I shuddered.
Mrs. Juarez.
My sexy goddess MILF worked her big boobs up and down my cock. It was so amazing having my teacher as a bimbo divinity. She massaged my cock with her amazing tits. She worked them up and down, driving me wild. It was an amazing treat. I knew I would have a huge climax. Just a mighty burst of delight. I groaned as she worked those big and lush tits up and down my cock. She drove me wild with it. It was an incredible rush to enjoy that wonderful pair of breasts. She massaged me with such lovely tits. I groaned, enjoying this passion so much.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
I groaned.
Oh damn, that's good. That's fucking good.
Ooh, ooh, you likey that? She grinned at me.
You likey my goddessy boobs working up and down and up your dick? Love it.
The pressure swelled at the tip of my cock. Her tongue licked my crown.
Shit, just keep working those tits up and down my cock like that. Just keep massaging me.
Yes, yes. She moaned.
Ooh, ooh, that's greedy good. I love it. Now cummy for me. Shower me in your offering of jizzies.
Her tits slid up my cock and back down. Her tongue flicking over the crown added to the delicious massage. I groaned at that amazing rapture. My eyes rolled back in my head. I shuddered as the pressure in my nuts exploded. I erupted. I showered her face in my cum. I splattered her golden brown features. More cum dripped down onto those lush and glowing boobs massaging my dick. I grunted with the pleasure sweeping through me. It was fantastic. I savored every last second of this delight. It shot through me. I grunted and spilled all my cum across her face and tits. I arched my back on the bed, my mind drinking in the ecstasy. I loved that delight. It was such a wonderful treat. I shuddered through all this passion, a big smile spreading on my lips.
Damn.
I groaned.
Mmm.
She purred and rose. No, she floated into the air, cum dripping down on her tits. She hovered over me. My cock lifted on its own, aiming at her pussy.
I need to worship your biggie dick with my goddessy cunt.
Worship. I groaned. She plunged down my cock, straddling me. Her cum-splattered tits bounced as my dick drank in the silky heaven of her divine pussy. She squeezed her twat around me. I loved that married flesh about my dick. I groaned as she slid back up me. The goddess bimbo rode my cock. Her hot twat squeezed about me. It was just a delicious treat having that hot cunt working up and down my cock. I groaned, knowing I would spurt so much jizz into her snatch. Just flood her with all that I had.
That's it, ride my dick.
I groaned.
Yes, yes.
She whimpered. Her tongue flicked out, licking her lips.
Yea, do I doth worship thee thy biggie cock and say, it is goody great. And lo doth thee cummy in my pussy and love your goddessy whore with all thy heart and thy cummies.
Amen. I groaned.
Shit, that's so damned good, Mrs. Juarez.
She smiled at me, jizz spilling down her face and dripping onto her bouncing breasts. She worked that hot cunt up and down my cock. Her twat squeezed about me, massaging me with that wonderful flesh. I hurtled toward my climax. That hot pussy brought me closer and closer to erupting into her divine flesh. Mrs. Juarez's tits heaved. They slapped together as she squeezed her cunt down around me. She felt so fantastic massaging me like that. I hurtled toward my orgasm. It was outstanding. I loved every last second of it.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
I groaned.
Oh shit, that's so good. I'm going to come in your snatch. Thou shalt come in your goddess's holy pussy, me hermesei, and doth give her such pleasures and happiness and joyful cummies, amen.
I grinned at her as she plunged down my cunt.
You give the best commandments, Mrs. Juarez.
I know. She said, nodding her head as she plunged her cunt down my cock and took every inch of my dick. Her tits bounced as she slid back up me. I shuddered, about to erupt into that heavenly pussy. I wouldn't be able to last much longer. Her cunt massaged me. Her married, divine flesh gripped me tight. My nuts tightened as she grinned down at me with such beatific delight.
Amen!
Gasped Mrs. Juarez as she slammed her twat down my dick. Her cunt went wild.
Shit!
I groaned as her divine pussy spasmed around my dick.
Offer me up all your cummies, Eric!
The goddess bimbo moaned, her jizz-splattered tits heaving above me.
Fuck yeah!
I groaned and erupted. My cum spurted into her pussy. I grunted as the pleasure slammed through my body. Ecstasy crashed into my mind. Stars burst around the shining goddess. She glowed brighter as her climaxing cunt milked my cock. She gasped, my seed flooding through her.
All of my Eric's jizzies!
She gasped, her black hair sweeping around her.
Me hermosithi nummy cummies and my blessedy pussy!
Yes! I groaned.
Fuck, you got an amazing pussy!
I spurted over and over into the goddess bimbo's cunt. I pumped her full of my jizz, reveling in that pleasure sweeping through me. I groaned at the bliss that consumed me. It was an amazing thrill to have all that pleasure rushing through me. A big smile spread on my lips. I felt so amazing. Just so damn good. I suckled in deep breaths, my heart pounding in my chest as the pleasure surged through me. I erupted over and over into her snatch. I filled her to the brim.
Damn.
I groaned.
Oh damn, that's good. Yessie, it is.
She moaned as she worked out the last of my cum. I panted there, my goddess bimbo sitting on my cock. Her pussy rippled around me, making me feel so damned good. I stroked her thighs. I was so ready for bed. Maybe tomorrow Chloe Hart and Maggie Storm would hit level 4. They were so close. I was so ready to find out what they would be.
I grant you your miracle,
Mrs. Juarez said.
Huh?
I asked then gasped and flinched as she shone as bright as the sun. Tina Waters. I couldn't sleep. I padded out of the bed I was sleeping in with Peach. I just felt this saddy feeling in me for a while. I couldn't quite place it. I headed downstairs, the soft glow from my awesome halo letting me see goody enough. I reached the living room. Silvery light flooded in. Moony light. I went to the couch and stared out the window behind it up at the moon. She was all roundy and full and almost smiling down at me. She must be so happy. I bet she was being fucked by stars all the time. I clasped my hands together. Why did I feel saddy? I shouldn't be saddy. I should be happy. I was about to marry Eric. I would be his bimboy wife and bimboy priestess and look all pretty in my whitey-brighty dress and be so joyful, so why? Why was I saddy? Why had me and him stopped being friends? I almost could remember. It was so hazy. The past. When we're kiddies, we always played together. I thought I would marry him and be so happy then. Why did we stop being friends?
Oh, goddess Mrs. Juarez.
I prayed, closing my eyes.
I want to know why I stopped liking Eric and why I stopped being his friend and was so meany to him. Why?
I love you him. Please, greedy goddess Mrs. Juarez, answer my prayers and help me to stop being so saddy and be happy and always have loved Eric.
Pleasey please, amen.
A golden light shone from me. I gasped and turned around to see the light becoming a figure. I blinked as another girl appeared. She had red hair like me and round boobies and green eyes and she had a bush, which I didn't because I shaved. She blinked.
What the fuck?
She gasped and clapped her hands over her bush and her arm over her boobies.
You're me. You're me.
I gasped, staring at this blushing version of me. She didn't look like a bimbo.
What the heck is going on?
Other me asked. The Bimbo App 29 The Bimbo's Naughty and Kinky Miracle Tina Waters original version I swallowed as I stared at this strange copy of myself. She was naked, like I was, and seemed like an airhead. She stared at me with this look of empty joy on her face, a faint glow shining around her like she had a halo or something.
I'm so glad you're here.
She squealed, her hands clapping together.
I prayed so hardy to the greedy goddess. Ooh, I have so many questiony questions. Yepers, I do. You have questions?
I gasped as she babbled almost nonsense.
What is going on? I prayed so hardy to know why I'm all saddy because I stopped being friendsies with Eric and now we're getting married and I'm gonna be his wifey bimbo and lovey him and have his babies and I stopped liking him and I don't get why and I needed to stop being saddy because I lovey him and now you're here to tell me why.
She sucked in a breath after saying all that all in one go.
Ameny. What?
I asked at that string of nonsense that poured out of her.
Bimbo? Just what is going on?
My brain hurt. I didn't even remember how I got here.
I was in
Eric's living room. I used to come here all the time. We were friends as kids. The airhead me focused her gaze on me, her hands on her hips. She looked serious. Almost comically so.
Why did we stop being his friend?
She spoke that carefully, with such effort like it was hard for her to say something normal. She panted like it took effort.
I thought we loved him since we were kiddies and he was friendsies and why were we not friendsies? I swallowed as this horrible guilt washed through me. Was I being punished or something?
I did love him. My cheeks burned.
I used to have such a crush on Eric. When we were kids, we'd play house and I just knew he would be my husband when we grew up. I believed that for a long time until.
It's just, he wasn't very popular at school. The other me blinked like she didn't understand. He was sort of a loner.
I said.
He didn't hang out with too many people. Not that popular, and my other friends, my girl ones, hated him. They made me feel ashamed to be like him. That I must be a loser, too, for defending him and.
The guilt really swept through me.
I wanted to be popular. I wanted to fit in with my other friends. It was so important to me. So I had. I had to push him away. I heard him doing that, but I just couldn't help it. I didn't want.
She slapped me. My hand snapped to the side, pain flaring across my cheek. I gasped and stumbled. I touched my face, tears stinging my eyes. I rubbed at where she slapped me and glanced back at her. She was shaking with such anger. That's so dummy.
She stepped her foot petulantly. Who cares what others think? Thinking is so dummy anyways. You loved him and so you hurted him just so dummy girls would be your friend. Our friend. Why were we so dummy? Why? 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 I swallowed, racked by guilt. I mean. He started getting gross. He watched porn. It sounded so lame as I said it. So whatty? I lovey porn. She glared at me. You lovey porn too. I can memory rubbing my pussy and thinking about Eric and watching pornies and coming and then feeling all batty, which was so dummy because I lovied Eric and still wouldn't ever never be with him and just said meany thingies to him. So dummy. Why? She was so angry at me. I glanced down at her left hand. She did have an engagement ring on there. Because I hated myself. I whispered. I was mean to him because I chose to be popular over him. I was scared of being ostracized and bullied like he was. I didn't want that. I was too chicken, so I was angry and I lashed out at him. I called him all the things I felt. I was terrible. Disgusting. So I threw it on him. If I forced myself to hate him, I would stop feeling bad about it. I was so mean to him, and yet I took her hand and brushed the engagement ring. He's still marrying you. Me? He loves me, she said and smiled. He lovey-dovey loves me. Why? I asked her, my entire body shaking. Why does he love you after what? What I did. Tears spilled hot down my cheeks. How can he love me after all those words? I called him. I belittled him. I told others his secrets so they could make fun of him. How can he love me? I'm disgusting. The bimbo version of me hugged me. She pulled into her embrace, our identical breasts pressing together. Her cheek rubbed on mine where she slapped me, my tears wet between us. I shook in her embrace as her hands rubbed up and down my back. Why does he love me? I whispered into her ear. My airheaded doppelganger. He should hate me. I was so foul to him. I don't know ye, bimbo me said. He just loves me and makes me so happy whoppy. I'm gonna be his wifey. And since you're me, he loves you too. I don't deserve it. I shuddered. How can he love me? I don't even love myself. I love you. She pulled her head back and stared me in the eyes. I love you me, and since I love you me, I love you. I smiled at that. Something relaxed around my heart. You really love yourself? You don't feel bad about what we did. I felt saddy, said bimbo me. But that's dummy. He loves me. I love him. We're together. And I love you. I love me. Let's love each other. Love each. Her lips planted on mine. It wasn't a comforting kiss or a sisterly kiss. This was a passionate kiss. A lover's kiss. I was kissing me. Our identical lips melted together as this heat burst through me. I was so aware of her breasts rubbing on mine. Our nipples brushed. Was I making out with another girl or was I making out with myself? Was this incest since she was me or just masturbation? This was all so insane, but I was kissing her back. She loved me. I loved me. There was a version of myself that got over being such an insecure, frightened girl. She was true to herself, even if that self was an airhead. Her hands slid down my back and grabbed my ass. She was so aggressive. This version of myself wasn't a virgin, that was for sure. She had experience with girls as well as with Eric. My virgin pussy clenched as this wave of jealousy washed through me. This version of me had made love to Eric. I kissed her harder. I grabbed her rump, squeezing her ass. I copied her as we made out. It was so hot to do that. I felt so wild making out with her. It was just amazing working my tongue with hers. We danced together, the heat washing through me. I flicked my tongue around in her mouth. She whimpered and pushed me down as she kissed me. I shuddered and just went with it. In moments, I was on my back, panting. She broke the kiss. I licked my lips. I had just made out with her. This was so insane. Okie dokie, she said and straddled me. It's lovey selfie time. Let's love each other because it's time to be happy. I gasped as I stared up at her pussy. She was shaved. Why was she shaved? The familiar spiciness of my pussy filled my nose. She planted her twat on me. I couldn't believe it. This was really naughty. This was really having sex. Or masturbating. My tongue flicked through her folds. I had tasted my juices after masturbating and liked the flavor. My hands grabbed her rump. This was so insane. I don't know what was going on here, but I started licking her. It was like I knew what I was doing. I was her, in a way. The original version before she had been bimbified. I didn't remember eating pussy before, but my body did. My tongue knew how to stroke through her folds. She squealed in delight and buried her face into my bush. Ooh, ooh, tickly bushy hairs. She squealed and licked at my pussy. I gasped as she stroked my cunt lips in the same way I lapped at hers. We were the same. Two sides of a coin. The smart half and the bimbo half. I gripped her rump as the pleasure washed through myself. I made love to myself. I licked at her as she stroked over my hymen. She brushed my maiden head and giggled. She didn't have that. I could feel her opening every time I lapped at her. I could just slip into her pussy and I did just that. I entered here. She moaned into my snatch as I soaked in her spicy juices. I flicked around in her, caressing her pussy my pussy, and making her squirm on me. This was so wild. I made love to myself.
It was the wildest form of masturbation.
Oh, yes, yes.
She moaned as my tongue thrust into her pussy and swirled around in her.
Ooh, ooh, that's so greedy good.
Yes. I groaned as she flicked her tongue up and down my folds.
You're all still a virginy. That's so hottie.
She licked my clit. I gasped in delight at her tongue stroking my bud. I licked at hers. She trembled on me, her butt cheeks clenching beneath my squeezing hands. This was so wild. My heart hammered in my chest as I licked at her with hunger. I stroked my tongue through her folds, loving this so much. She whimpered as I did that. This was so wild. I flicked my tongue through all those delicious folds. She had such a yummy cunt. It was so hot lapping at her like this.
Oh, yes.
I moaned.
Yesy, yesy, yes.
She squealed. Eating pussy is goody and eating my pussy is greedy.
Ameny.
Amen. I groaned and plunged my tongue into her twat. I flicked around in her cunt again as she nibbled on my bud. I trembled beneath her. She tasted so good. Felt so good. I reveled in eating my own pussy.
Oh, this is amazing.
She suckled on my clit. That felt so good having her do that. I returned the favor. We suckled on each other's buds, which meant we were sucking on our buds. It was so hot. The pleasure built and built in me. And in her. We moaned together. Whimpered together. Our lips nibbled on each other's clits. It was so hot having that naughty bud between my lips. I loved it so much. My tongue flicked over her clit. Her tongue flicked over mine. Pleasure shot through me. It was so hot having that ecstasy ripple through me. I hurtled closer and closer to coming. We both moaned and gasped as we made love to each other. Our boobs rubbed into the other's stomachs, nipples throbbing. Pleasure shot down to my pussy. To my growing orgasm. I was so close.
Yes.
I moaned.
Yesy yes.
She groaned. We suckled. We shuddered. And we both squealed together as we came. My pussy convulsed, juices gushing out and bathing her mouth as she drowned me. I lapped up my own cunt cream. I savored that spicy delight spilling over my lips. Stars flashed across my vision as I squealed into her pussy. It was such a wondrous delight. I loved every last second of it. The pleasure washed through me. It was amazing. I groaned in delight at all this ecstasy drowning my thoughts. I shuddered beneath her as I lapped up her juices. She licked up mine. It was such a heady rush to enjoy this.
Oh my god!
I groaned.
My goddessy goddess!
She squealed.
Ameny!
Amen! I groaned, the pleasure rippling through me. I groaned into her pussy, licking at her cunt as my bliss hit that wonderful peak. I rubbed my face into her snatch as I panted, coming down from that high. This was all so wondrous.
Now let's go see Eric and you can say you're sorry and lovey him!
Squealed Bimbo Me.
What?
I gasped, a wave of fear washing through me as Bimbo Me hopped to her feet. She reached down and grabbed my hands. She yanked me to my feet.
Let's go!
She hauled me through the living room and to the stairs. I gasped, stumbling behind her. We climbed the stairs, my lips dripping with her pussy cream. We reached the second floor. My heart pounded as she headed straight for Eric's room. I knew it well. She threw it open and, there was a glowing woman floating in the air. Not high, just a few inches, but she hovered there. I blinked.
Mrs.
Juarez?
What was one of my teachers doing here glowing?
What is going on?
It's the miracle.
She said in this strange voice.
Ethereal. Like she was from heaven or something.
See, my lovey Eric, see the miracle that happened. She hathy appeared from the soli of thiny bimbo lovey and is hery to hathy do something.
She spoke in more gibberish than bimbo me. Before I could respond, she hugged me, her big breasts pressing against mine.
She kissed me on the lips.
I groaned as she did that. I felt power coming from her. The same power that conjured me out of bimbo me's soul. I was dredged up from the past for closure.
Go forthy to him and lovey him, ameny.
Mrs. Juarez the bimbo goddess said before she just floated past me and out of the room. Eric was standing there naked. He stared at me in shock. In surprise. Bimbo me was bouncing on the balls of her feet, squealing with giddy delight as I. Guilt welled up in front of me. Tears spilled down my cheeks.
I'm sorry, Eric.
I whimpered.
I'm so sorry for being a bitch to you.
I
don't hate you or think you're a creep or despise you. I'm just a horrible person.
I shook sobbing now. Eric Murphy. I swallowed as I hugged her. I pulled her to me. She gasped in shock as her arms slid around my neck. I buried my face into hers, breathing in the scent of her. This was the unbimbified version of her. I didn't know how she could be here.
Magic, I guessed. I'm sorry for stopping being your friend. She whispered into my ear. I'm sorry for choosing those shallow bitches over you. I truly, truly am.
I squeezed her even tighter.
We're all dumb sometimes.
I'm dummy all the times. Squealed Bimbo Tina.
Yay.
Original Tina clung to me.
That doesn't make it right. Why do you still love me? I made you into a bimbo to get back at you.
I said.
I did it because I was angry only. Once you were bimbified, you confessed the truth and...
I smiled.
It was still there. Beneath the hurt. By bimbifying her, we were able to be honest with each other. That's so dumb.
Original Tina groaned.
We were both so idiots. Especially me. I'm sorry, Eric. I do love you.
I never stopped loving you. I ran from my pain, but now, I'm here. I think for this one night you have the old me.
Yay.
Bimbo Tina squealed. Let's sucky Eric's cock and sherry him and have him cummy all over our faces. We lovey facial porn. Just love watching girlies get jizzied on. Original Tina stiffened in my arms.
Is that true?
I asked, amusement in my tone.
It, might be true. She said.
Ratted out by myself.
That's great.
Well. She broke the hug. I mean. She wants us to do it.
You want to do it?
I said, my dick twitching.
I know I would love it.
She swallowed then sank to her knees. Bimbo Tina squealed, her halo pulsing with her delight. She dropped to her knees, too. They both stared up at me, their faces identical but their expressions so different. They both had lust and love, but there were differences. Something about my heart relaxed. Did I feel some guilt for bimbifying her? She did love me. It was so strange and ass-backward that we had to get to this point, to be honest. That I had to use a magical device to brainwash her, but... She was kissing the tip of my cock with her brainwashed version. They both accepted me. Both loved me. I slid my hand through their red hair. I loved the feel of those silky strands against my fingers as their tongues flicked over the crown of my cock.
Yes.
I groaned.
Oh god, yes, this is amazing.
I shuddered as their tongues flicked over my cock. They both licked me. It was awesome having them do that. I loved their tongues stroking me. Pleasure swept over my body. My back arched as my penis both licked around the spongy crown of my cock.
Yes.
I groaned as they both loved me. Both bathed me. Their green eyes stared up at me.
You two are beautiful.
I love you both.
I love you.
Original Tina moaned as Bimbo Tina squealed. I love you oh so muchy much. They both smiled at me before they kissed at the crown of my cock again. I groaned, my dick throbbing at their tongue. Their tongues flicked out, driving me wild. I gripped their heads as they pleasured me. Shared me. Loved me. Bimbo Tina sucked my cock into her mouth first. Her lips slid over me. I groaned as she did that. It was incredible having her nursing on me like that. It felt so great having her lips working on me. Original Tina licked her lips as she watched her other self sucking me.
Oh wow, I'm so good at doing that.
Original Tina said.
So good.
I groaned, savoring that hot mouth working up and down me. Oh, you're such an amazing cocksucker, Tina. You have to do it yourself. Bimbo Tina popped her mouth off my cock with a wet plop and squealed.
Yes, yes. You'll be so goody great at it because you're me.
Yay. Sucky his dicky.
Sure.
Original Tina said, her breathing quickened. She wetted her lips before kissing the tip of my cock. I groaned as Original Tina slid her lips over the crown of my cock. It felt so good having her mouth engulfing my dick. I loved that sensation. It was so wild having her mouth sealing around me. I groaned, loving her nursing on me. She stared up at me with her green eyes. Bimbo Tina was right there, too, looking so happy as her doppelganger suckled on me. God, it was like being blown by twins. This was awesome. Original Tina suckled with more and more passion on me. More and more skill.
Ooh, ooh, my turny.
Squealed Bimbo Tina. Original Tina popped her mouth off my cock with a wet plop. This was so hot as the bimbo version swallowed my dick with eagerness. Bimbo Tina bobbed her head, working her mouth up and down my cock with such speed. Original Tina's eyes opened wide. She stared in awe like she couldn't believe what she was seeing. She squirmed from side to side as she witnessed the bimbo sucking with such passion. I loved it, my cock twitching. The pressure grew and grew at the tip of my cock. I would have a huge burst of pleasure. Just flood her mouth with all that cum. It would be amazing. I groaned, loving all this pleasure. It was just a wonderful experience to have her nursing on me.
My turn.
Original Tina whispered. Bimbo Tina popped her mouth off my cock and squealed.
Of course it is.
Enjoy his biggie dicky, me. Original Tina swallowed my cock. Her red hair swayed around her cute face as she bobbed her head, matching Bimbo Tina's speed. She suckled on me with all her might, nursing on me with such force. I groaned, savoring that passion. She worked that hot mouth up and down my dick. She suckled on me with all that she had. It was just an amazing moment. I groaned, loving that delight. It was so passionate having her suckling on me like that. I groaned, savoring this ecstasy. She nursed on me with hunger. It was amazing having her suckling on me like that. She nursed with passion on me. She swirled her tongue around my cock. Her eyes were burning with such delight while Bimbo Tina clapped. You're doing such a goody job. Squealed the bimbo.
Ooh, ooh, he's gonna cummy on our faces.
Don't you want to that? Original Tina popped her mouth off my dick and moaned.
I do.
Come on our faces, Eric.
Yesy yes.
The bimbo swallowed my cock. I groaned, my dick twitched in her mouth as she loved me. The bimbo suckled on me with such force. Then she popped her mouth off and switched to her original self. I shuddered as Tina nursed on me. Two Tinas traded my cock back and forth. It was so hot having them do that. I loved it so much. I groaned, enjoying their hot mouths working up and down my dick. I loved how they did that. I savored the thrill of two Tinas blowing me. Two Tinas loving me. My nuts grew tighter and tighter as they passed me back and forth. I loved their mouths. They felt the same. Identical.
They were the same girl. They both loved me.
My nuts tightened as they worked me closer and closer to coming. Shit.
I groaned as original Tina swirled her tongue around my dick. The pressure in my nuts grew.
I'm going to come. Cummy on our faces, Eric. Squealed bimbo Tina. I love you.
Original Tina popped her lips off my dick and moaned.
I love you too, Eric. Come on our faces.
Shit. I groaned as their hands stroked me. They both smiled up at me, their green eyes shining with lusts.
I love you both.
I erupted on the Tina's faces. Pleasure shot through me as my cocks spurted blast after blast of cum onto their faces. I plastered them in my pearly spunk, coating them in milky jizz. They both thrust out their tongues and caught my seed. They moaned their delight. My body shuddered as I spurted, their hands fisting my erupting dick, the identical engagement rings they wore sparkling. I splattered their features. I coated cheeks and foreheads. I drenched lips and chins with my spunk. This was so hot. I loved it so much. I groaned with each blast of cum. It shot through me. All that pleasure rushed through my body.
Fuck!
I groaned as the ecstasy slammed through me.
Oh fuck yes! Eric!
They both moaned together.
Eric, we love you! I love you!
I groaned as I erupted one more time on their faces.
Now we get to lick each other clean!
Bimbo Tina squealed and turned her head. She licked my cum off original Tina's cheek. I groaned in delight as the Tina slapped cum off each other's faces. Their pink tongues stroked through pearly jizz before they met in sloppy kisses, trading my cum back and forth. It was such a hot thing to watch. I was enjoying the hell out of them trading the spunk back and forth. That was hot. Just so beautiful to witness. My pussy clenched. I loved the sight so much. It was so hot. This was delicious to witness. My heart pounded in my chest as they shared my cum. They passed it back and forth. It was delicious to witness. They were so sexy. Two Tinas kissing and swapping my jizz back and forth. I groaned.
This is heaven.
The two Tinas burst into giggles together. They both stared up at me with cum on their lips and winked in the same way. Tina Waters' original version. I could still taste his cum on my lips as I stretched out on his bed. Bimbo Me stretched out beside me on her side, an eager grin on her face. She had some cum in her hair, but I had licked the rest off her. That had been so exciting. It wasn't demeaning at all. It was luxuriating in Eric's cum. We loved him, so it made sense that we loved his cum. Because this airhead was me. I was her. I glanced at Eric. His big dick throbbed before me as he came to the bed. I always thought I'd be scared my first time. Excited, of course, but also scared. Bimbo Me had gone through this. She clearly loved it. I knew I would too. I was ready for it. My heart pounded in my chest.
I always wanted to marry you.
I told him. I'm glad that you're marrying her.
I'm marrying you.
He said and took my left hand. He held it up. I had the same engagement ring on my finger. Tears burst into my eyes. Happy ones?
Eric!
He pressed his cock into my bush and found the folds of my virgin pussy. He lowered his body down on his elbows and stared into my eyes. I licked my lips as he pushed against me. I shuddered at that. It felt so naughty. He thrust into me. I shuddered as his cock tore through my hymen in a single plunge. A sharp flash of pain, then he was in me. I shuddered on him, loving that big dick in me. My pussy clenched down on him. I loved having all of Eric's cock in me. I felt so complete.
Tina!
He groaned, his arms sliding beneath me. He held me to his chest. His body was so strong. I clung to him.
My Tina! My Eric!
I whimpered.
Yesy yes!
Squealed Bimbo Me as she watched, such empty-headed joy on her face.
Lovey each other! Makey lovey!
Yes, yes, make love to me. I moaned, my pussy squeezing down on his cock. I loved his dick in me. I clenched about him as he pulled back. Shivers of delight ran through me. It was so incredible. He thrust back into me. He plunged to the hilt in my pussy. It was so hot having him do that. I loved his cock pumping away at me. He thrust into my snatch over and over again. He buried deep and hard into my pussy. I loved it. My cunt clenched down on him as he fucked me. He buried his dick into my pussy with such force. He pounded me with all that he had. It was fantastic feeling him thrusting into me. I loved it. I loved it so much.
Oh, Eric!
I moaned as that wonderful cock pumped away at me. My hands roamed up and down his back as he thrust in and out of me.
Oh, Eric, that's so good. That's incredible.
So incredible. He groaned, thrusting away at me. He fucked me with force. He buried into me with all that he had.
That's so amazing. Yes, yes, you're amazing, Tina. I love you. I love you so much.
I moaned and kissed him. Our tongues danced together as he thrust his tongue in and out of my snatch. I kissed him with passion, my fingernails raking over his back. It was so glorious to have him on me. In me. His cock pumped away at my pussy. The pressure built and built in me. I groaned as I kissed him with such passion. I trembled beneath him as he buried deep and hard into my cunt. He buried deep into me. He churned me up with that wonderful dick. He made love to me while Bimbo Me watched on. She beamed. So happy for us. I shuddered beneath Eric as he thrust into me over and over again. He fucked me with such force. He plowed into me with all that he had. I loved him doing that to me. It was such a perfect treat. I squeezed down on him, hurtling closer and closer to coming. To bursting on his dick. I whimpered into his lips as I held him tight.
He thrust into me, his nuts slapping into my taint. They were full of his cum. He would fire all that jizz into me. That would be so hot. I clamped down hard on him. He groaned as he buried that big dick to the hilt in my snatch. It was so hot having him doing that. I quivered there as he buried to the hilt in me. He had such a big dick. Such a mighty cock. It was glorious having him fuck me. He pumped away so hard and fast at me. He fucked me with all that he had. I groaned, hurtling closer and closer to that wonderful moment. I loved him fucking me so hard like this. I shuddered. My nipples rubbed into his chest. I broke the kiss and squealed. Eric! I love you! My pussy convulsed around his dick. Tina! He groaned as he plowed to the hilt in my spasming cunt. Yes! Something hot spurted into me. His cum. I gasped in delight, my twat writhing around him as he spilled his cum into me. I kissed him again. Our tongues danced as he flooded me with his seed. It felt so right. I was a woman his woman, and it was a woman's role in the universe to take her man's seed. That was how we were created to come together. It was such a beautiful thing. I trembled beneath him, my pussy spasming around his cock. I loved this delight. It was so amazing having all this pleasure sweeping through me. I groaned, my cunt spasming around his cock. I trembled beneath him. It was glorious. My eyes rolled back in my head. I trembled on him. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Whimpered Bimbo me. That's so hottie. He's loving you. He was. And I loved him. He groaned as he spurted the last of his cum into me. I trembled at that wonderful heat soaking my womb. I felt so good. Just amazing. I groaned beneath him as my orgasm crested in me. I stroked up and down his back. I broke the kiss and purred. I'm so sorry, Eric. I do love you. It's not just the bimbo me that does. That's not why she loves you. Thanks. He said. I love you too, Tina. Not just because I bimbified her. That's not why I love her. You. I smiled at him as the glow engulfed me. My time was up. I closed my eyes and flowed back into bimbo me. I settled back into her. I was a part of her. The memories that she would never forget. No matter how much she was changed. We were the same person at our core. I smiled in her soul as I melted into her awareness. Tina Waters bimbo version. Tears sprang in my eyes even though I wasn't sadie. I could feel the oldie me in me. She was so happy. Eric rolled over on his side and I threw my arms around him. I hugged him so tighty. He pulled me against him. I'll never be sadie again. I purred. I can't wait to be married. He smiled and kissed me. I squealed in delight, feeling so goody great. Eric Murphy. Last night had been a weird one. And a beautiful one. Two Tinas. It gave me closure I didn't even know I needed. I felt good. I was excited to get married. It was good knowing that it wasn't just because of the bimbo app that Tina loved me. She truly did love me before, she was just a dumb teenager. I got that. Now I was waiting for Chloe Hart and Maggie Storm to get back. My porn star and weather girl bimbos had both hit level 4. The last of my bimbos, well, not counting Peach, but my bimbo daughter had a late start to reach that point. I was curious what they would become. Level 4 was so interesting. They came home, Chloe Hart from making porn and Maggie Storm from being the personal bang maid to some rich guy. They both were disheveled, Maggie Storm in her maid's uniform and Chloe Hart in a trench coat. Shower! I said. And no fooling around! Yes-y, master! They both said together and ran off. I smiled as they hurried out of here. I glanced over at my sister, Cherry. She was happily milking herself while Mom and Peach were in the kitchen making dinner. Well, Peach was just being annoying, I was certain. But Mom could do the cooking. They came out, their hair wet. Maggie Storm was so hot with her red hair and her round and perky tits. Chloe Hart wore her glasses and had that petite body. That girl next door looked that combined with her mischievous grin made her so fucking sexy. Well, let's find out what you are going to be, Maggie Storm. I said. It just felt so right calling her by her full name. Ooh, ooh, let's see. She squealed, her hands clapping together. I want you to know-y. Me toosies. Chloe Hart jumped up and down, her blonde pigtails flying. I clicked on Maggie Storm and she could turn into a genie bimbo. Wow. A genie. I read the description. She can grant you one wish a week for something that is the equivalent of $10,000. Well, that was great. I confirmed it. Maggie Storm vanished in a puff of pink smoke. I gasped, and Chloe Hart jumped. A brass oil lamp appeared on the floor. That classic genie lamp. I grinned from ear to ear as my phone beeped. Maggie Storm had a new perk for 40 bimbo crystals. Genie made call girl perk. Double her cost for daily rental, and she can grant the person who rents her one wish equivalent to $1,000. Where did she go, mastery sir? Chloe asked, her head whipping back and forth. She went all wishy, Cherry said, the breast pump chugging away. She changed bottles and that one vanished, off to be sold in an expensive boutique and make me more money. Yes, she did, I said and picked up the lamp. I rubbed the side. Pink smoke gushed out from the spout and swirled back into Maggie Storm with a pink veil across her mouth, a gold belly chain wrapped around her waist holding up her frilly maid's apron, and she had gold bracers around her wrists. Other than that, she was naked. Mastery, make ye a wish, she squealed, bouncing up and down. I love ye granting wishes. Yay.
Yay. There's a 98.73% chance it'll call me true.
Well, at least she was still making dumb predictions like a weather girl. A genie bimbo weather girl.
Fuck, what did I even want to wish for?
$10,000 no longer seemed like that much money. I was buying a mansion for $2.3 million. I was raking in the dough.
Jewelry. Diamond necklaces for all my bimbos. Don't need done.
She said and wiggled her nose like she was Samantha from Bewitched.
Wait, that wasn't a genie.
Pink smoke burst across hers, Chloe Hart's, and Cherry's necks. They all had diamond necklaces on. A big smile spread on Maggie Storm's lips. She bounced up and down, her veil fluttering before her lips, her perky tits heaving.
My firsty wish.
Yay.
She squealed.
Yay.
Cherry cheered.
Well, time for you, Chloe.
I said and wondered what she would be.
Genie.
Succubus. Goddess. What other insanity was out there?
Angels.
There were angel bimbos. That was what Chloe Hart could be. Of course, the innocent-looking but secretly depraved porn star would become an angel bimbo. I read the description, smiling at it. An angel bimbo is a heavenly beauty that spreads warmth and lust wherever she goes and is only truly happy drenched in cum.
Yeah, that tracks.
I said.
You did end up as a bukkake lover before this.
So. I upgraded her.
Tada!
She gasped as white angel wings spread from her back. She flapped them and lifted off the ground, a big smile on her lips. She looked angelic.
Radiant.
Warmth did wash over her. I felt good just being around her. I smiled. My phone dinged. She had her new perk for 40 bimbo crystals. Celebrity angel porn star, a porn star of such legendary delights because of her angelic nature. Her videos earned triple their cost.
Goddamn, I love this app.
I groaned. I sank onto my back.
I wish for my bimbo genie to ride my cock and my angel bimbo to sit on my face.
I can't grant any more wishes for a week, master. Whimpered Maggie Storm.
But you can ride my cock and Chloe Hart can plant her angel pussy on my face.
I said.
Ooh, we totsy can do that,
squealed the weather girl genie bimbo. She darted to me. Chloe Hart flapped her wings and soared to me. It was so graceful. She twisted around in the air and landed straddling my head, her shaved pussy right above my lips. The sweet aroma of her pussy filled my nose. She planted her cunt right on my mouth and ground it against me. I groaned at that wonderful flavor. Then my genie bimbo straddled my waist. She grabbed my cock and rubbed me through her shaved pussy, coating my dick in her juices, before she pushed me into her asshole. She was still an anal-loving bimbo.
Master's dicky in my asshole,
squealed Maggie Storm.
There's a 90-30-87% chance I'll come you super duper hardy hard.
I think it's 100%. I groaned into Chloe Hart's angelic cunt. I groaned as Maggie Storm shoved her asshole down on my cock. Her anal ring widened to take my dick. She popped down my bowels. It was so hot feeling her sliding down my shaft. I loved it so much. I savored that heat. It was just fantastic. I loved it so much. I licked and lapped at Chloe Hart's pussy as my genie bimbo's asshole devoured my dick. It was so haughty having all that anal sheath devouring my cock. I groaned as she took every inch of me. My tongue plunged into Chloe Hart's pussy and swirled around.
Master's amazing balls dicky in my asshole.
Maggie Storm moaned as she squeezed her anal sheath around my dick.
Yay. Yay.
Cherry cheered. She worked her bowels up and down my cock. The heat melted down to my nuts. The pressure grew in them as that hot sheath clenched and relaxed around my dick. Maggie Storm had the best asshole in the world to fuck. It was just amazing having her working up and down me. I loved every last second of her working her anal sheath up and down me as I swirled my tongue around in Chloe Hart's sweet pussy. Her angelic wings flapped. They grew from her back. It was so hot to stare up her body at them. She squirmed on my face as I ate her, moaning her delight. Her hot cunt smeared across my lips. Her hard clit brushed my lips. I stroked through her folds, brushing her bud. I loved it as Maggie Storm worked that hot asshole up and down me.
Oh, Master Lordy, that's so goody,
whimpered Chloe Hart.
You're feasting on my pussy.
Yay,
squealed Maggie Storm, her velvety asshole gripping my dick as she rode me.
That's so greedy good. Ooh, I love you this. I'm gonna cummies on your dick.
I groaned into Chloe Hart's twat, knowing I would be erupting into Maggie Storm's asshole before too much longer. She slammed her bowels down my dick and slid back up me. Her velvety grip massaged the crown of my cock. My nuts tightened beneath that hot massage. She plunged her bowels down me and slid back up my shaft again and again. I reveled in it as I stroked my tongue around Chloe Hart's clit. She moaned as she ground her twat on me.
Master Lordy.
She whimpered.
Master Lordy, I love you. I love you toosies, master.
Gasped Maggie Storm as she rode me with that hot asshole.
I also love you, biggie bro.
Cherry squealed.
Muh.
I loved all this bliss. The pressure in my nuts swelled toward that bursting point. It was incredible having her anal sheath working up and down me. I groaned, the need to come swelling in me. I couldn't hold back much longer. I suckled hard on Chloe Hart's clit.
Master Lordy.
Gasped Chloe Hart. Her body bucked. Her pussy juices gushed out and bathed my mouth. I licked and lapped up her cunt cream. I stroked through her folds, loving the taste of her cunt. She had a delicious one. Just such a treat to feast upon. I stroked my tongue through her folds as she drowned me in her sweet juices while the bimbo genie plunged her asshole down my dick.
Master, yesy yes, gasped Maggie Storm. I predict a supercelly pleasury storm will happen, now.
Her anal sheath convulsed around my cock. She suckled at me with that hot anal sheath. She nursed with such passion on me. I groaned at the feel of her bowels spasming around me. She suckled at me with such force. She nursed around my cock. I loved her suckling at me with her hot asshole. The pressure in my nuts hit that bursting point. I licked up more pussy cream as I erupted into her bowels. Pleasure slammed through my body.
Fuck!
I moaned into Chloe Hart's angelic snatch.
Master's rewarding me with his cummies for being a goody genie bimboy slut.
That's fucking right. I growled, my nuts unloading over and over into her spasming bowels.
Fuck! Fucky yes!
Gasped Chloe Hart as her angelic wings flapped.
Master Lordy is so goody great to me. I love you serving him. Me toosies,
whimpered Maggie Storm, her asshole milking my cock. I groaned through my orgasm, enjoying my new level 4 bimbos. They were just such delicious sluts. They sent such pleasure rushing through me. Such passion surged through my body. I groaned with each spurt of cum into her asshole. I loved this delight so much. I savored this ecstasy. It was amazing. Just fantastic. I groaned through every last spurt of cum. I licked at Chloe Hart's pussy as the pleasure hit that wonderful peak in me. I shuddered through every last second of this delight. It was amazing. Just fucking fantastic.
Damn.
I groaned and fluttered my tongue through my angelic porn star's cunt.
That's amazing.
Things were going great. The wedding was this weekend. The house would be ready to move in when we got back from the honeymoon. What a wonderful life. Tina Waters. I was so nervous as I stared at myself in the mirror. I was in my slutty hottie bimboy wedding dress. It was all whitey, of course, with puffy shoulders and a neckline so low it swooped down and left my titties all bare and perky and jiggly. The gorgeous material fit tight in my tummy and hips, but the skirt was all openy in the front. It had a lungy train, but it parted to show off my cutie thigh-high stockings and my gartery belt and my shaved pussy that was all dripping wet with excitement. I had on my diamond necklace and my veil draped over my face and I was so beautiful and about to be married and nervous and I hoped it wouldn't go away.
It won't.
The other me whispered from inside my soul.
Eric loves us.
I smiled as a knock came at the door. I turned. My daddy the cuckold entered in his suit.
It's time, Tina.
Yay.
I squealed and grabbed my bouquet. It was timey for me to get married to Eric and be his wifey bimbo priestess lover wife. The bimbo ep 30, the bimbo bride's loving passion Eric Murphy. I stood at the altar in my tuxedo, nervous and excited. I don't know why I was nervous. I knew that my bimbo bride wouldn't run away. She loved me. Hell, we had the kinkiest threesome in the world to prove it. Two Tinas had appeared through, magic. I glanced at the audience. There wasn't that many guests. Dad had flown in with his bimbos, including my stepmom and the waitress we'd enjoyed that day at lunch. He also had several bimbo secretaries. Mom was looking so beautiful in her low-cut dress. She was smiling and dabbing her eyes. She sat by Mrs. Waters, who was doing the same. They held hands, their tits almost spilling out of their dresses. A pair of bimbo mommies eager to see their children wed. Mrs. Juarez wasn't in the audience since the goddess bimbo would be officiating the wedding. I mean, she floated and glowed now. Her miracle allowed the other Tina to appear for that brief time. She was smiling naked, draped in flowers. She looked so sexy there. Part of me wanted to bow down and worship her pussy. She had that effect on me. I had no idea what it was like to worship her at one of her
shrines.
The glory holes that she manifested at during the weekdays. The offerings people gave her were incredible and were the reason I was a millionaire. There were perks to owning a goddess whore. Definitely perks. The angelic porn star Chloe Hart was my best bimbo. She stood at my side, her angelic wings rustling as she bounced on the balls of her feet. Her presence was soothing and gave me a hard-on. Well, that was the perils of owning a bimbo harem. I was always hard. Cherry was waiting up at the altar, too. She was Tina's bimbo of honor. My busta sister quivered, her huge tits lifted by the purple corset she wore. Milk dripped from her nipples as she smiled at me. She rubbed her hands together.
Wedding netting wedding,
she sang as she squirmed.
Lucky day, happy day, whoppy nappy lappy day.
Typical bimbo nonsense. I had grown used to it. My bimbo daughter Peach was the flower girl, and looked so cute as she headed up the altar throwing petals as she skipped along. She was daddy's good girl. It said so on her tramp stamp. She was skipping along, humming and looking so happy. Mrs. Mayers came behind her. I made her the ring bearer. She moved solemnly for a few steps before she started giggling and holding up her pillow with the rings attached to it. She did a pirouette as she approached the altar.
Daddy,
Peach said as she reached us, throwing flowers in the air.
Yay.
I smiled at her as she joined her Aunt Sherry. My daughter wore a matching corset, her shaved pussy dripping with her excitement. She was such a good girl. Mrs. Mayers joined my side in a matching corset, a large grin on her face. Maggie Storm sat in the audience in her genie garb. She was cross-legged and looked ready to wiggle her nose and grant a wish. It wasn't much of an audience, but I didn't have any friends.
I didn't care.
This was all for Tina. She deserved a proper wedding. In a church. With bunting draping everything and flowers lining the aisle to the altar. The church might be mostly empty, but everyone here was family. The music started up. The classic wedding march. Tina appeared with her father. He was still a happy cuckold, wearing a suit today as he escorted his daughter up the aisle to me. I hardly noticed him as Tina's dress took my breath away.
Ooh, ooh, my little girlie is so beautiful.
Mrs. Waters gasped, clapping her hands together.
So beautiful and gorgeous,
Mom said. Yes, she was. I hadn't seen her wedding dress. It was virginal white and deliciously slutty, her red hair standing out as it spilled over her bare shoulders. Her hands were cuffed before her, the silver gleaming as she held her flowers. The silk fabric of her dress was cut so low that her breasts were out and bouncing. They looked so delicious as they quivered, cupped in the lace of her dress. Cradled. The skirt was open in the front, too, revealing that she was sans panties, her twat shaved and dripping. She had heels and thigh highs, all white, of course. The train of her dress dragged behind her as she walked forward with her daddy. Even through the gauzy haze of her wedding veil, I could tell my Tina was smiling. Dad grinned at me and looked back at my bimbo bride. He wanted her, of course, but Tina was locked to me. She shone with her own halo of light that added to her beauty. She grew brighter and brighter the closer she came. My dick was so hard.
Ooh, ooh, isn't she cutie and gorgeousy and hottie, honey?
Mrs. Waters asked her husband.
She's so preggers, too. We're both preggers with Eric's babies. Isn't that amazing?
They both were? When did Mrs. Waters get pregnant? And how could she know it was mine? That woman fucked so many men. She had dozens of gangbang videos up on BimboVids that proved just how much of a whore she was. Then my bimbo bride was here, grinning at me.
I'm gonna marry you, Eric. Yes, yes, I am. I love you.
I smiled as her dad handed her off to me. I shook his hand.
I know you'll take good care of her and my wife.
I nodded to him.
Go sit by your whore. I'll probably let her suck you off. Maybe even let you slip your dick in your wife's pussy. That would be amazing,
he said.
I'm so broke.
She releases so many videos, and I have to buy them all. Such a cuck. I nodded to Mr. Waters as he retreated. I took his bimbo daughter's hands, the cuffs rattling. She beamed at me, trembling there. Her round boobs jiggled in the lace cup of her bodice. She looked her up and down, wanting to just ravish her here.
Oh yay, we are gathered here,
said bimbo goddess Mrs. Juarez, her golden light shining on me and my bride. For the wondrous union of Eric, master of the bimbos and lord of my goddess pussy, with Tina, my adorable and loving priestess and holy matrimony. The goddess bimbo looked so solemn as she spoke. That strange, aloof yet empty-headed expression that she had now that she was divine.
For Moriage is a beautiful thingy, and I'm so happy and gleefully and thrilly that they have come together in lovey love to unite as one.
She nodded, her big boobs swaying before her. The flowers she wore, like Hawaiian lace, quivered over her large tits. They were gorgeous. She was stunning as she floated there. She spread her arms wide, smiling now.
So let us all be super happy for them for, yay, they have walked through shadows to be here and have loved each other for sooth long.
She lowered her hands.
Moriage is super sacred. A union of man and bimbo. For they come together in passion and gasping and orgasms and make babies and there is a baby in Tina's little womb all cutie in there, and she loves her man, and loves her, so it is only righty right that they be unionized in holy matrimony.
It was an attempt at a sermon.
I was once moried, but then I assented into goddessiness and am all holy and I am only married to my lordy and mastery, but I am not his wifey wife like Tina will be. I'm his goddess bimbo and shine glory throughout the world. So as his goddessy wife, I can make Tina into his really wife and she'll always lovey him and fucky him and cummy on his cock. So saith me, the goddessy lady of the worldy.
I nodded. She was married to me? She wasn't wearing her wedding ring. Should I stop calling her Mrs. Juarez? What happened with her husband? Did he know his wife had ascended to goddesshood and divorced him? I suppose the bimbo goddess could just do that.
Now for the sacred vows and the wedding ringy dings,
the goddess said.
For so did I proclaim that if you love your girl, then put a ringy on her finger and mocketh her yoursy yours.
Mrs. Mayer squealed and handed me the rings. I passed one to Tina to put on my finger before I held her left hand and brought her wedding band to her digit. Her engagement ring gleamed on her finger, sparkling with that big diamond. I smiled at Tina. She drew in a deep breath and said,
Hi, Tina Waters, pledged to be your loving bimbo wife, priestess, slut, wifey, lover, wife forever and ever and do whatever you want and to suck your dick clean after you fuck any woman in the ass and to be yours for all times.
I was surprised by how little bimbo speak there was in it. She had tried her best. I slipped the ring on her fingers. She squealed in delight bouncing up and down. Her tits jiggled so deliciously as she did that. Her red hair swayed beneath her veil while her green eyes shone. She was so gorgeous. Then it was my turn. I held out my left hand and she pressed the ring to my finger. I took a deep breath, making sure that I had all those things she called herself straight and pledged my vow to Tina Waters.
I, Eric Murphy, pledge to love my bimbo wife, priestess, slut, wifey, lover, wife, to cherish her, protect her, comfort her, fuck her horny brains out, and to treasure her forever. Eric! I love you!
She squealed and slipped on the ring. And now for the nipple clamps of submissive sluttiness, said Mrs. Juarez. She clasped her hands before her tits.
Yea, they do symbolize that Tina is a kinky bondage whore who doth love being spanked and whipped and fuckied in the ass while tied all up in ropes as she submitties to her master and husband. For she hath a naughty cunt that doth love the pain.
I took the gold nipple clamps from Mrs. Mayer's next. Each one was topped with diamonds. Tina quivered in anticipation. She arched her back, thrusting her titties and her hard, pink nipples forward. She quivered there, her handcuffs rattling. Her wedding ring sparkled. I opened the jaws of the first one and engulfed her right nipple. I released it.
Ooh, that hurtie's so goody great.
She squealed, bouncing up and down.
She's so cutie,
Cherry said, milk dripping from her nipples. A loud sob came from the audience. Her mother was weeping happily now. She was leaning against her husband as she did it. His arm was around her waist as he watched me open the second nipple clamp. His eyes were misty too. I nodded to Mr. Waters, then clamped his daughter's other nipple with the golden clamp.
Eric!
Squealed my bimbo bride, both her nipples adorned with the painful clamps. She shuddered there, her round tits jiggling. The clamps waved before her, sparkling in the light. Tears beaded her eyes.
I'm your bimboy painy slutty wifey forever and ever and ever. Yea, even in the afterlife, you shall be his bimboy painy slutty wifey,
said the bimbo goddess.
With the power invested in me by my divinity beauty, I pronounce you man and wifey wife.
Her glow shone bright, engulfing us.
You may now kissy your slutty bimboy slavey wife.
I lifted my bride's veil. She threw her arms up and hooked her bound hands over the back of my head. She pulled me down. I kissed her with such passion. She melted to me as all the bimbos clapped and squealed and shrieked in joy. My father clapped. I was just so happy. My tongue thrust into her mouth as my hands slid down the back of her dress to squeeze her ass through the silky skirt. She trembled against me, her tongue dancing in my mouth. She tasted so sweet. So delicious. I wanted to keep kissing her. I never wanted to stop. I love Tina. Mrs. Tina Murphy. She quivered against me, the nipple clamps pressing against my chest. She whimpered into my lips as the applause kept thundering.
I present it to you Mr. and Mrs. Eric Murphy,
my goddess bimbo said.
Aren't they just admirable? Yay, I proclaim that Eric and Tina are always adorable and cutie cute.
Now for the eating of the bride's pussy as she doth pleasure her goddess's cunty twat with her lovey dovey tongue. Thus will I blessy her with my divinity pussy cream and bathe her in all my lovey passion.
Tina broke the kiss.
I'm Mrs. Eric Murphy now.
Yay. Yay. Yay.
Yes, you are, Mrs. Murphy, I said, grinning at her. Now there's a horny goddess that wants to bathe you in her blessed cunt cream.
She does.
Tina grinned at me. I love you so much, Eric. I truly, really do. The really me is so happy in me. And the bimbo me is so fully joyfully.
Right.
I said as I ducked my head low so she could lift her bound wrists over my head. I picked her up in my arms.
She was so light.
The bimbos were all clapping. My angel had her wings spread wide and was singing. Cherry bounced up and down with Peach, the pair of them squealing. Then kissing. Their lips melted together. My daughter and my sister pressed tight.
Eating her pussy, Eric,
Mrs. Mayer said, a big grin on her face. I glanced back at Mom and Mrs. Waters. They were both standing up with Maggie Storm and rushing up to join my other bimbos. Dad was getting a blowjob from one of his secretaries with my stepmom snuggled up against him, such an empty-headed smile on her lips. I got to fuck her once. That had been great. Shame she was locked now. Dad nodded to me. I had his approval. I felt so great as I sat my bimbo bride down on the white altar. It was big enough for her to lay on with her legs dangling over the side. The goddess bimbo floated up into the air and landed straddling Tina. I bless your union with my pussy creamy juices. The bimbo goddess proclaimed then planted her cunt on her bimbo priestess's mouth.
Ooh, ooh, such a greedy good high priestessy slut.
You married such a goody great woman master.
I know,
I said. Thank you for blessing us, goddess Esmeralda. It was strange using her first name, but if she had divorced her husband behind my back, then I should call her that. She beamed at me and pressed her hands tight before her like she was in prayer. She moaned in delight though, grinding her snatch on my bimbo wife's face. I stroked up her stocking glad thighs as I leaned in to feast on her shaved cunt. The spicy aroma of her pussy filled my nose. I loved that aroma. I savored it as I buried my face into her snatch and started feasting on her cunt.
Eric.
She squealed into the goddess's cunt.
Ooh, ooh, Eric, I love you.
Yesy she does, for so it is written in the stars that Tina is your lovey-dovey wifey slut. Goddess Esmeralda said.
Ooh, ooh, yes, yes, so lovey-dovey as she doth eat my pussy.
I grinned into my wife's snatch. I rubbed my face into her cunt juices, reveling in how good she smelled. I lapped at her cunt. She squeezed her thighs around my head. She held me to her pussy as I licked at her with hunger. She moaned into the goddess's cunt. Esmeralda glowed brightly as she quivered there, her big boobs swaying. I loved watching those golden brown tits jiggling as I tongued Tina's pussy. I licked up and down her slit, brushing her clit.
Eric.
She squealed.
My hubby.
Her hands shot down, her cuffs rattling. She grabbed the back of my head, holding me to her cunt.
Ooh, ooh, such a goody great hubby for eating my pussy and lovey-doveying my cunty hole.
I'll always love your pussy. I growled and thrust my tongue into her twat. She gasped as I did that. I swirled around in her, loving her. Her spicy juices soaked my tongue. I loved her flavor snatch. I feasted on her, wanting to make her come. I wanted my new bimbo bride to drown me in all her passion. I stroked her thighs clad in her silky nylons as I feasted on her. She moaned, her boobs jiggling. Her nipple clamps sparkled. I loved seeing those adorning her breasts. She whimpered into the goddess's pussy.
Eric. Eric. My bride moaned.
You're so greedy good at eating my pussy and making my cunny feel all awesomey and amazing and wondermous.
Yesy, yes, forsooth you musty make your wifey come, for it doth be thine husbandly duty.
The goddess purred, her big boobs jiggling.
Ameny,
squealed my wife as my tongue danced over her clitty.
And it's my wifely duty to sucky his dick and give him anally fun and milky out all his cummies from his balls, righty?
Thou arty correct, my cunty-loving priestess. I flicked my tongue around Tina's clit as she squealed her delight into the goddess's divine bimbo cunt. My dick was so hard. Everyone was watching and moaning. The other bimbos were doing naughty things to each other. I could tell how they moaned and giggled and shrieked. I loved it. They were all around me. My family. I would probably get more bimbos in the future, but these were the first ones. The ones that would always be so special to me. I suckled hard on Tina's clit, loving having a harem of bimbos. I was such a lucky guy to get that app. The goddess bimbo shuddered on my new wife's face. Her back arched, thrusting those big boobs out. Her glow grew brighter. The bimbos squealed around us as they bathed in that heavenly light. Esmeralda moaned louder and louder. She was going to come so hard on Tina's face. I loved watching those big boobs quivering as I suckled on Tina's clit. I nibbled on her, loving how she quivered. Her round tits jiggled, her nipple clamps waving.
Ooh, ooh, you're such a goody great priestessy bimbo,
whimpered Esmeralda.
Ooh, ooh, it's just so goody. I'm duthy abouty to cummy.
Ooh, ooh, cummies, Tina moaned.
Me toosies. I'm gonna cummies, too.
I suckled hard on her clit. She groaned, her thighs gripping the side of my head. It was just so hot to flick my tongue over her bud. Esmeralda moaned louder. The goddess bimbo swayed there, her black hair spilling around her beatific face. She arched her back and squealed in delight. Her light shone through the church. Bimbos gasped around us, all coming as they bathed in her radiance. The goddess bimbo's blessing warmed my skin as I suckled on Tina's clit.
Ooh, ooh, my lovey-dovey hubby,
gasped Tina. Her pussy gushed juices that bathed my mouth. I licked them up, lapping up all her spicy flood. It was just an incredible rush to bathe in my new bride's passion. I made her come. It was so hot, making a bimbo squeal in delight. As she drowned in the goddess's pussy cream, I lapped up her passion.
Eric! Eric!
Cried my bimbo bride.
Yesy, yes, Eric!
The bimbo goddess purred.
Ooh, ooh, lovey your bride and fucky her and make her all happy, for she doth be thine wifey wife.
Ameny! Ameny! Squealed Tina as I licked and lapped at her cunt. I stroked up those folds.
Ooh, I'm your wifey, Eric.
Me!
Yesy, you are honey!
Mrs. Waters moaned. Esmeralda lifted off my wife's face and floated to the side. I loved watching that as I licked at my bride's pussy. Tina quivered, her boobs jiggling. I loved the way the diamonds sparkled on her nipple clamps. She licked her lips as her mother mounted the altar.
Oh, my baby girly girl is all married and a wifey like me, and now Eric's my son and I get to fuck my son and my daughter and all those men at the club and be a big hoary wife, and my hubby is a cuckoldy, and he jerkies his dick to me fucking others, and I love you this day.
Mrs. Waters squealed all in one breath. It was impressive. She planted her brown bush on her daughter's face. My new wife licked at my mother-in-law's cunt, the incestuous sight of delight. I rose as mom came up behind me and hugged me. She slid her hands around to my crotch and squeezed my dick.
Ooh, ooh, fucky my new daughter with your biggie cock, Eric, honey.
She cooed.
You're so handsomey and she's so beautiful and you won't be a meanie and leavey her to fuck other whores because you own all your whores.
Like me. I'm your mommy whore.
Yes, you are.
I groaned as she undid my cummerbund and threw that to the side. You're my mommy whore, and I won't ever throw Tina aside because she's not a frigid, harping bitch like you used to be.
Righty.
I'm a lovey-dovey slutty bimboy whore for my son and his hugey dick now.
Mom said it with such pride as she opened my fly and reached in.
Mmm, I love you this biggie cock with all my hearty. I'm your bimboy mommy whore until the day I die. And yandere through the afterlifey, you will be his bimboy mommy whore, toosies.
Esmeralda said as she shoved Chloe Hart to her knees. The bimbo angel buried her face into the bimbo goddess's cunt.
Thus speaketh me, the goddessy who shall make a paradise for Eric and all those he loveys and for the cuckoldies of his bimbo whores, so they may watchy him fucky their wives for all of forever ever.
Damn.
I said as mom pressed my cock into Tina's pussy. That sounds great, Esmeralda. You're an amazing bimbo goddess.
Yay, I'm amazing.
Squealed the bimbo goddess, her solemn expression bursting into pure, empty-headed joy. I grinned as mom rubbed me up and down my bride's pussy. I groaned at the feel of my bimbo mom's breasts against my back. Tina moaned into her own mother's pussy.
I loved that sight and that feel on my dick.
So I thrust. I buried to the hilt in my wife's pussy. I buried in deep and hard, loving her hard cunt engulfing my dick. She swallowed me with that wonderful snatch. It was amazing to feel her pussy swallowing my dick. I penetrated my pregnant wife's pussy.
Eric.
Squealed my bimbo bride into her mother's pussy.
Yesy, yes, I love your biggie dick and me.
It's amazing. So much bigger and better than your daddy's little cock, whimpered Mrs. Waters.
Ooh, ooh, my new son is so honey.
I love you his dick so much more than yours, George.
I know, honey.
My father-in-law said. I love watching the videos where you fuck him. I can't wait to buy this one. Mother of the bride rides her daughter's face.
That would be a good title for the video being made right now.
I smiled at that as I savored being in Tina's tight pussy. I drew back, Mom breaking away from me. She gasped and squealed. I threw a look to see Peach and Cherry both burying their faces into their bimbo mother's pussy. My sister and daughter feasted on Mom as she squealed in delight. Beyond, Dad was fucking his wife hard on the pew. Mrs. Mayers was eating her own pussy while Maggie Storm was looking on with such lust in her eyes. I loved this so much. I drew back my cock, my dick emerging soaked in my wife's pussy cream. I ran back into her. She moaned at her mother's snatch. Mrs. Waters shuddered there, her face twisting in delight. She was having such a great time. I loved seeing her squirming like that. It was a fantastic treat to watch her big boobs jiggling as she rode my wife's face. My mother-in-law leaned forward and threw her arms around my neck. As I fucked her daughter, she pressed her forehead against me. I'm your mommy too. She cooed. So fuck you my daughter and make her so happy while I kissy you. She kissed me. Her watching husband groaned. I made out with my mother-in-law as I fucked my new bride so hard. I buried to the hilt in her cunt. She squealed in delight into her mother's pussy. This was so hot to have a threesome with them. My dick loved it. I fucked over and over into that hot cunt. It was just so amazing to bury into her. She squeezed her snatch down on my cock, massaging me with her hot twat. I loved how her flesh massaged me. It was incredible. Moans echoed around us. Mom squealed as she enjoyed my daughter and sister feasting on her. My mother-in-law moaned into my mouth. My bimbo-in-law. That was who she was. She kissed me with passion. Her tongue danced with mine. I loved the way she kissed me. She made out with me with such passion. It was an incredible rush to kiss her. Oh, mommy, my new hubby is fucking me so hardy. Tina whimpered, her pussy clamping down on me. I'm gonna have hugey cummies. My bimbo-in-law broke the kiss and threw back her head, her tits bouncing. Oh, that's so greedy goody, Tina. Ooh, that's why you're licking your mommy's pussy with such joyfully joy. Yuppers. I slammed into Tina's cunt, the pressure in my nuts rising toward that bursting point. I would have a huge climax. Just flood her snatch with all that I had. I rubbed my hand over her belly. She would be showing in a few months. No accelerated pregnancy like with Mom. A normal one. I slammed deep and hard into her pussy, wondering if we'd have a son or daughter. A son to pass on the bimbo app to, a daughter to make mine. I wouldn't let any other man claim my little girl and make her into a whore. That was a father's job. I pumped away at Tina's pussy, burying deep and hard into her cunt. She moaned, clamping her snatch down on my dick. She held me tight with that delicious pussy. She massaged me with her silky twat. I groaned, burying deep and hard into her snatch, my nuts swelling under the pressure. Oh, you're licking my pussy with such hungry delight, whimpered my bimbo-in-law. That's it. Ooh, I'm gonna cummy so hardy. Just keep licking me like that. Just keep lapping at me with that hungry, nungry tongue. Ooh, our daughter is such a cutie patootie, George. She's gonna make me come. Come, honey. My father-in-law groaned. Drown her. Yesy, yes. The bimbo-in-law squealed and bucked. Her big boobs heaved as she drowned my bimbo bride in incestuous pussy cream. I pumped away at my wife's pussy. Her cunt clamped down hard on me. She held me tight with that hot snatch. I loved it. I buried to the hilt in her twat. She burst in delight. Her cunt went wild around my dick as she squealed. Eric, I love you, dovey, love you. I groaned as her pussy spasmed around me. My bimbo-in-law's big tits heaved before me as my bimbo bride's hot cunt suckled at my dick. I thrust to the hilt in her, my nuts slapping into her taint. They brimmed with cum. With a grunt, I erupted. I flooded my new bride with all my jizz and made her officially mine. My jizz pumped hot into her snatch as we consummated our marriage. Mom gasped behind us, coming on my daughter's and sister's faces. Mrs. Mayers moaned too, drowning herself in pussy cream. Light glowed from the bimbo goddess, the angel's wings flapping as she dined on divine passion. It was all so hot. I savored this as my cum pumped over and over into my bimbo wife's cunt. I filled her to the brim with all my jizz. It was an amazing moment. The pleasure swept through me. I loved it so much. I savored this pleasure rushing through me. Stars flashed across my vision. I spurted again and again into my wife's new pussy. She moaned into her mother's snatch as she milked me dry. I slid my hands up and gripped Tina's breasts. I needed them. She gasped as her pussy writhed around me. Fuck, Tina, I love you. I groaned as I spurted more and more of my jizz into her. Eric! Eric! She gasped. Yessie, yessie, kissy! My bimbo-in-law squealed and spilled off my wife. She gasped as she fell off the altar, but her cuckold was there to catch her. She kissed my father-in-law as I leaned down to my bride. I kissed Tina, savoring the taste of her mother's tart pussy on her lips. My bride clung to me, her nipple clamps rubbing into my chest. She trembled beneath me, her pussy working out the last spurts of my cum. I made out with my wife, celebrating this moment. I loved her so much. I treasured Tina. She was locked to me. She would be mine forever. My bondage slut, my bimbo nurse, and my priestess wife forever and ever. She trembled beneath me, her pussy rippling around my cock.
Ooh, that's so pretty,
cooed Mom.
Let me licky her pussy cleany of all your cummies, honey. Pleasey, please. Let me just licky them all outy of her. They must be all fillying her up.
Yes, they are. I groaned and broke the kiss. I pulled out of her.
Ooh, Mrs. Murphy, I'm a Mrs. Murphy now.
Tina squealed, her boobs jiggling. The nipple clamp sparkled as she trembled on the altar.
See. I have his ring on and his cummies in me.
Yes, you're my cutie daughter now, Tina. Mom said.
It's all incesty of me to do this to you.
I grinned as she buried her face into my bimbo bride's sloppy cunt and started feasting. Mom's ass wiggled back and forth. Peach was eating out my bimbo genie now, Maggie Storm trembling in delight. The bimbo angel and bimbo goddess tribbed. Cherry nursed Mrs. Mayers while I glanced at my father-in-law.
Okay, you get one free fuck with your wife.
I said.
It's a day of celebration. Make the most of it. Thanks so much.
My father-in-law said, still holding his slutty wife.
I get to fuck you, honey.
Oh yay.
Even though you have a smally dick, I'll still come you so hard since I love you having all cocks in me.
I threw a look over my shoulder at Dad. He was fucking one of his secretaries in the ass. Just having a great time. I grinned as I glanced at Mom's ass. It was plump and beckoning. Just the perfect delight to slide into and fuck. I grinned from ear to ear. I pressed my dick into her butt crack, lubed by my new bride's pussy. I found Mom's asshole and drilled against her backdoor. It was so delicious to feel her widening and widening. She moaned into my bimbo bride's pussy. Tina sat up, her round boobs jiggling.
Fucky your mommy's asshole so I can suck your dicky clean. It's my job as your nasty wife.
Plusy, a priestessy wife must worship her hubby's dirty dick. That's a commandment.
Right, my goddess.
Yes. Gasped Esmeralda as she ground her pussy on the angel bimbo's cunt.
Yea, is it written in by me that wifeys and priestesses are commanded to suck you their hubby's dicks clean?
And you're a dedicated and devoted wife and priestess. I said to Tina as I popped into Mom's asshole.
So dedicakey.
Cooed Mom, totally butchering that word. I loved the feel of Mom's ass as I sank to the hilt in her. She squeezed her bowels down around my cock. I bottomed out in her, my nuts resting against her taint. She moaned, feasting on my new bride's snatch. Mom licked out all the cum from Tina's pussy. Tina shuddered there, her green eyes so bright. Her veil draped over her red hair as her boobs quivered, cradled by the lace of her dress. Her skirt draped over the altar while her stocking-clad legs gripped my mom's head. I drew back my dick, admiring the view. My bride was so beautiful. I loved this as Mom's asshole gripped my dick. She held me tight. I shuddered as I thrust back to the hilt in her. I fucked into her with such force.
Ooh, my son's got such a biggie cock fucking my asshole.
Mom moaned.
Yes, he is.
Whimpered Tina, her eyes locked on my cock plunging in and out of my mother's bowels.
Ooh, fucky your mommy's hottie asshole, Eric. I have such a sexy and studly hubby.
I grinned at my wife as I pounded Mom in the ass. I fucked her hard and fast, her anal sheath gripping my dick. She held me tight, driving me wild with her velvety grip. I groaned, savoring that treat. It was a pure delight to bugger her like this. I loved every second of burying into her asshole. I fucked her bowels with such force. I plowed into her over and over again. She held my dick tight with that hot asshole. She gripped me with it. I loved every last second of pounding her. I thrust away at her velvety sheath as he feasted on my wife's pussy.
Ooh, my mommy-in-law is all eating my pussy, Eric.
Gasped my bride.
Yes, she is.
I growled, hammering Mom's asshole.
Such a yummy cunty hole full of so much cummies.
Mom purred.
But they're almost all gone.
I want more of them.
Sorry.
I groaned, fucking her asshole hard. That's all you get.
I fucked away hard at Mom's asshole as she moaned.
She feasted on my bride, Tina's face twisting with delight. She would be coming soon, and Mom was a firecracker. She went off with ease. Her anal sheath would be spasming around my cock. Just sucking at my dick. That would be so hot. I couldn't wait for that delicious moment, so I fucked her asshole hard and fast. I pounded my mother's bowels as she moaned into my bimbo wife's pussy. My bride quivered on the altar, her cuffs rattling. She grabbed her nipple clamps and tugged on them.
Yes.
She moaned. Ooh, that's so goody great. I love you this.
Mommy.
Oh, your mommy is my mommy and she's gonna make you me cummy, Eric.
Cummy.
Damn straight she is. I growled, slamming into my bimbo mom's tight asshole. I reveled in the taboo grip. Mom, make my wife come. Make your new daughter drown you in pussy juices.
Okie dokie, Eric.
Mom clamped her bowels down on my thrusting dick. I'm such a goody great mommy, I'll do it.
That's right.
I groaned, slamming to the hilt in her bowels. Shit, that's good. That's really, really good. You have such a tight ass.
Make her come.
Tina twisted her nipple clamps and squealed. Her body bucked as she climaxed on my mother's face. I loved the way she bucked like that. It was so hot to watch as I drilled away at Mom's asshole. I buried into her anal sheath again and again, my nuts swelling with the pressure. It was an outstanding moment.
Oh, honey.
She gasped.
Yes.
Mom's asshole convulsed around my cock as she drowned in my bimbo bride's pussy cream. I groaned as I fucked deep and hard into her spasming bowels. I loved how she massaged me with her anal sheath. She massaged me, bringing the pressure to an eruption at the tip of my dick. I threw back my head.
Yes.
I growled and flooded my mother's asshole.
Ooh, George.
My bimbo-in-law cooed in the background as I dumped my cum into my mother's asshole. Incestuous pleasure shot through me as Mom's anal sheath suckled at my dick. She nursed on me with that wondrous asshole,
moaning into my bimbo bride's pussy. I loved the feel of her bowels rippling around me. It was an incredible rush. I loved every second of it. The stars flashed across my vision. I groaned with each eruption. My spunk pumped over and over into her bowels. I loved the heat crashing through me. Stars sparkled across my vision. Goddamn. I groaned. Oh wow, that's incredible. I spurted over and over into her asshole. It felt just fantastic to have her anal sheath rippling around me like that. I groaned as I dumped the last of my cum into her bowels. It was a fantastic treat. It was just awesome. I swayed as I filled her bowels up with all my cum. I panted as she whimpered into my bimbo bride's pussy. Tina trembled, her green eyes dewy with delight. She flicked her tongue over my lips as she stared at me. Ooh, ooh, I get to do my first wifely duty and clean your dicky, yay. Tina squealed. I'm such a goody bridey priestessinessy wife. That's right. I said as I pulled out of my mother's asshole. You are definitely that. Mom shuddered and looked around, then she squealed and darted over to my stepmom. The pair of them started making out. Well, she couldn't have sex with Dad, but she could have sex with one of his bimbos. Dad blinked in surprise at his ex-wife and his new wife making out. Well, it was a wedding. Tina's skirt rustled as she sank, slid off the altar, and knelt before me. Her veil rustled over her head as she stared up at me with such delight in her eyes. She was so eager to suck my dick clean. She opened wide. Ah. My new bimbo bride swallowed my cock. I groaned as her sweet lips slid over the crown of my dick and sealed around my shaft. She stared up at me with such love in her green eyes as she polished my dirty pole. I smiled down at her as she bobbed her head, sucking my dick with such serious passion. Her wedding veil rustled over her red hair as she polished my pole. I groaned, savoring that delight. I glanced over and smiled as Mom and my stepmom were now 69ing. They were both just feasting on each other. Dad grinned at me as he grabbed my bimbo genie. I wish to fuck your ass, he said. Granted. She squealed and burst into smoke, only to materialize standing before him with his cock already in her asshole. Ooh ooh, fucky away. She could grant other men wishes when they were using her. Dad grinned as he fucked Maggie Storm in the ass. Did he recognize her as the weather girl from the local news? No, no, he moved to New York before she started. My goddess bimbo floated by and landed on Dad's shoulders. Worship ye me. Fuck. Dad groaned as he ate her pussy as she wrapped her legs around his head. I grinned, loving the sight as my bimbo wife polished my pole. She suckled hard on me, swirling her tongue around my dick. Mrs. Waters was nursing from my sister. So was Peach. They were gulping down her milk while my father-in-law had a huge smile on his face. Well, I think that was the first time he'd fucked his wife since I'd bimbified her. I enjoyed his daughter's mouth sucking on my dick. She suckled with such passion on me as she buffed me clean. My angel bimbo flew past, her warmth shining down on me. She landed by Mrs. Mayer's and kissed her. I smiled, savoring that hot mouth working up and down my cock. It was so hot seeing my angel and my succubus kissing. My dick throbbed in my wife's mouth. I glanced back down at her. There was such empty-headed love in her green eyes. I love you too, Tina, I said. She squealed around my cock and suckled so hard. The pressure in my nuts swelled with my wife's hot mouth working up and down me. She nursed on me with all that she had. It was an amazing moment. I loved it so much. I was so glad to have her doing this to me. I would have a huge orgasm. Just spurt all my cum into her mouth. She suckled on me with such force. I groaned as she did that. It was fantastic having her nursing on me. She worked her lips down and down my cock, her tongue swirling. She was buffing me fully clean. I loved that about her. Damn. I groaned. Oh damn, that's good. Just like that. She moaned around my dick. Yeah, yeah, you're doing such a good job. I shuddered. Such an amazing job. Ooh, you're going to take all my dick. She nodded and deep-throated me. I shuddered in delight as my sexy bride worked her lips farther down my shaft. Her tongue polished my pole as she moaned. I loved the humming around my dick. That was such a perfect delight. She was amazing. Tina swallowed every inch of my cock. Her cuffs rattled as she suckled on me. The wedding orgy echoed around us. I groaned in delight as she swirled her tongue around my cock, her face buried in my thick pubic hair. You are amazing. I groaned. She moaned around my cock and slowly slid back up me. The pressure was incredible. The suction amazing. I groaned as she worked higher and higher up my cock. Her tongue danced around me. The pressure in my balls grew and grew. I loved that so much. Her halo glowed brighter around her head as my cock popped out of her throat. Her tongue danced around the tip. Pleasure shot down my shaft. A big smile spread on my lips as I enjoyed everything that she did to me. She was just amazing at this. She bobbed her head, the wedding veil rustling. Damn. I groaned. You're amazing. She squealed around my cock. Yes, yes, just wonderful. She swirled her tongue around my dick, sending such delight shooting down my shaft. She nursed on me with passion. The pressure in my nuts hurtled toward that bursting point. Gasps and moans echoed around us. The other bimbos squealed their delight. I groaned, gripping the sides of my bride's head. I fucked her mouth. I buried into her warm, wet cavity as she suckled on me. She nursed with passion. The pressure grew and grew at the tip of my dick. You're going to get so much cum, I groaned. She squealed in delight. Just all the jizz you want, I panted, her tongue dancing. Her cheeks hollowed as she suckled. God, I love you, Tina. She nursed with all her might as I buried to the back of her throat. I drew back, the pressure bursting at the tip. My nuts exploded as the cum rushed up my shaft. I spurted my passion into my new bimbo wife's mouth. Tina! I flooded her with spurt after spurt of cum. The pleasure shot through me. Stars flashed across my vision. I loved the feel of her sucking on my dick. It was just amazing to have all that cum spurting out of my cock. I erupted again and again, loving this pleasure. It was fantastic to enjoy. A big smile spread on my lips. Stars flashed across my vision. I groaned as the ecstasy swept through my body while my bimbo bride gulped down my cum. Damn, Tina! I groaned. She gulped down my cum. She swallowed every drop. Such joy shone in her eyes as she did it. I loved that so much. I groaned at how amazing it felt to have her gulping down my jizz. All that heat swept through me. Fuck! I groaned, my heart pounding in my chest. Oh fuck, that's good. That's so good. She gulped down the last of my cum and ripped her mouth off my cock. She stood, licking her lips. Her eyes were so dewy with joy. She threw her cuffed hands over my head to hug me and pull me against her. I love you with all my hearty. She purred. Eric, it beats and beats and beats with such joy. I smiled and kissed her. I held my bride, the orgy raging around us. It was amazing. We would have a wild day, and the honeymoon would be spectacular. I savored this kiss, so thankful that I was chosen to be the first user of the Bimbo app. I had no idea I would be this lucky. The figure watched, a smile on its lips. Programming was so much fun, and it had ideas for other variations of the app. His beta user would also be in for a surprise when he moved into the mansion. The app would have an upgrade. The figure nodded. There was so much fun to be had. Bimbo apps. Social media hacks. Free use devices. Enchanted clothing. Even corrupted diaries. So many ways to corrupt all these parallel realities. So long as it had new ideas and new worlds to play in, the fun would never end. The end. You have been listening to this podcast on the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. To support the free Erotica podcasts, visit our Patreon link. This will allow us to continue providing free content as well as it gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choosing. Links for everything are in the podcast description.